The Seed of Discrepancy. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Monday evening, January 18, 1965, for the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International at the Westward Ho Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
Diminu diajipanga kenangana. Diche di diamwalet William Marion Branham, jakayishibu musangwa kumpala mu angle mu dimodi lolo. Jamatuku midi kuni manda mukulu ngondo wa kumpala chidimu chinunu kama chite meku miasa mboni itanu bwa bobu mwe, bwa buloba bujima, bwa bena kantuku bianza, bwa evangeli muka bujima kuchila labenyi cha Westward Ho Hotel mu Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
Oh, amen, that's right. All things are possible.
I have chosen tonight for a short text or short reading.
Ndimusungula kachena bolu kipi julo lwedi anyi kubala kuifi.
The Lord willing to give us the context of it.
Bumukalenga mokwangisha bokutupa jumvuje diaku.
Out of St. Matthew 13:24-30.
Mumata yimusanto chapitori kwenye mwisatu vensa makumia bijini inayi to nekumakumia satu.
And then also I want to read from 36 to 40 just in a few moments.
Nefashishe ndi musa kabidi kubala kumukila ku makumia satu nisambo mbuto nekumakumia anayi anumukatanchika kesa chanana.
Now, St. Matthew's, the 13th chapter, and beginning with the 24th verse. Of the 13th chapter of St. Matthew.
Mpindiye umata imunsantu, nshapita orikwini mwisatu, bika latubangila kumvensa wa mwagima bijininayi, wa nshapita wa dikwini mwisatu wa mata imunsantu.
Listen close to the reading of the word. My words will fail, but his will not.
Teleja inintema kubala kwa diyi, meya nyimema ni apangile, kariye ndeyeye kakupangile to.
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
Iyo akabele lusu mwini luku wabo wambane, bukalenga bwa mudiulu, mufanyi kijibwe ne muntu wakamiamine maminu mimpe mubudi mibwende.
But while he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Kadipa voyeye mulale, mwene luku na wende kuloye e kumiamine lupela, munka chumable. Keku kwata injila e kuya.
But when the blades was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also.
Kadi fakatolo katubeji, ne kukwa mamamuma, ke lupela kumeneka lupalu.
So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has the tares?
Kebasadidi ba mwena nzubu kulobo ekumwambila ne mukalenga. Wewe kuvumumia mine maminu mimpe mubudimi bwebe anyi. Kadi munyi mukadi bune lupela.
And he said unto them, an enemy has done this. And the servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go gather them up?
Keye kubambila ne mwene luku na ngudi mwenze eche uo. Ke basadidi kumwambile ne nkuri muso bwa twe tukuya kulusangishanyi.
But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them.
Kariye wakamba ne to, walupanu wikale nusangisha lupela, nwenu kanu wikadi nwalo kujula ble pamonalu.
Let them both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will send forth the reapers. Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the garner.
Nubileke le bionsu bibilibikole pometo ne kudinowa, nenkumuchukondo cha dinowa memanentu mabano wine, sangi shailupe la diambedi, nenulusuike mutusumbu wakulosha, kajinu sangi sheble,
did you notice gather the tares first and bundle them?
Sangi shailupele diambedi nulusuike anyi.
Now, reading this, there was something strange come to me.
Mpindi eu pamvombala chochechi chintu chapabwachi chakamvila.
While I was setting up on top of the Catalina Mountains the other night in prayer.
Pamvomusombe pamutu wamukuna wa Catalina dilo lukampanda mwikalansambila.
And then I thought, where could I gather a word that I could use for this that I wanted to speak on tonight?
Kepadi badi mema kudiambile ne mpenyi pandi kumufanyine kwangula kudii dindi mufanyine kukwata na dimudimu bwachinji chinga kwamba dilo lwedi.
And I went down and found a word of discrepancy.
Kemema kupweka ekupeta mwakuwa dipanga kanangana.
So I got the dictionary and looked what the word discrepancy means.
Kemema kwangata mukanda wa mbumbilu wa miaku kukebachi di dipanga kanangana diumvija.
And it means it's a sowing discord or being contrary, as Webster says.
Nenkudi didi umvija ne didi kubweje dibenga kupetangana anyi kwikala mudibenga ngana mudi Webster wamba.
Showing a discord, something different.
Kubweje dibenga kupetangana chintu chishilangane.
Or being contrary to what's already been. So I thought the text tonight, I call it the seed of discrepancy.
Anyi kwikala mudibenga ngana ni chikadiku. Pana mkumeme kudiambile ne chena bwalu chajilo lwedi ndi mufanyine kuchinyike dine ne diminu jadipanga kanangana.
And trust that the Lord will bless His word now as we approach it.
Nenku ndini de yemene ni mukalenga ne abeneshe di diendempinje u patu ditujile ngapa.
And we also know he interpreted in verse 36 and to 43.
Kabili tulibamanye ne yeye wakumvija mwense u wamekumia satu ni sambombo neto neku wamekumia na ini satu.
How that this seed matured.
Mushindu wakaboba diminu idine edi.
And while we're at it, let's just read that also. Verse 36 now, unto 43.
Nenku patu chidimu wapa tuibala ipayi vense ewu wamekumia satu ni sambombo pindye uto neku wamekumia na ini satu.
And when Jesus had sent the multitude away, he went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.
Nenku Yesu, fakamana ye, kutangalaje musumbu wabantu hawu, ye wakabwele munzubu, keba idibende, kuluwa boku diye, kwamba bone, utumvwe jelu sumenu, lalupela, lamubudimi.
And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
Kayeye kwanda muna ikubambile ne, e uji umyamine maminu mimpe, mwana wa muntu.
And the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Ne budimi mbuloba. Maminu mimpe mbana babukalenge. Kajilupela mbana babubi.
The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world.
Mwene lukuna udiyu wakuna ndiabulu. Dinowa nshikijilu wabuloba. Nibanowi mbanjelo. Kebwa chinyi anumutuboba sangi shalupela wakulosha mukapiamu.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
Mwana wa muntu ne atume banje lobende, ne bobo ne basangishe, mubukalenga bwende bintu byonso bidibifile chilendwishi, ne ababa dibenza bubi.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be weeping, and there be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Ne neba biele mukapia, chikutu cha kapia. Nenku ne kukale miadi, ani ditwa jamike mu, nijusumakasha jamenu.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their father. Who has an ear, let him hear.
Pashishe, bakane ne babalakane budiba mubukalenga bwatatuabu ewujine dechi umvwe.
That's Jesus giving the interpretation of the parable himself.
Ke Yesu udiufile diumvwije dalusu mwino awu yeye mwine.
Therefore we know then what the interpretation means.
Ke bwachinyi tulitumanya dibadi chili diumvwije diso kwamba.
And now as we approach this of this sowing of the seed and the reaping.
Ne kumpindie ubumu tulitulenga bwalwebu bwajumia minedi dia maminu ne bwadinowa.
Now he interprets it.
Mpindie uyeye mudubumvwije u.
And then I believe that Jesus was speaking this parable in his day.
Ne kundingi tabuja ne Yesu uvowele lusumwinwelu muditugudiende.
But was meaning it to be at the end of the world or the end of the age, which is this day.
Kadimwikele uso kwamba ne kuvwa nkunshikijilu kwa buloba, anye nshikijilu wachikondo, mwono kwamba ne ditu kwedi.
And I believe this little text tonight is a very appropriate for the hour that we're living in.
Ne nkundingi tabuji ne kache na buwalu kake saka di lolwedi, nka kumbanangane ne diba ditu jini moyedi.
Because Jesus distinctly said here that
Bwalu Yesu mwamba nibitoka to mwabe une
the gathering would be at the end of this world.
Disangisha kabaka mwe nedienzike kunshikijilu kwa bulobebu.
That's when the end would be the gathering of the wheat.
Nempikele nshikijilu mwakulua disangisha kabaka mwe jable.
And also the gathering of the tarriers and burning them.
Kabidi ne disangisha kabaka mwe dialufela ne dilosha.
And to take in the wheat into the kingdom. And I believe it was this way.
Ne dibweja diable mubukalenga. Ne nkundingi tabuja ne bivomu shinduawu.
And another scripture leads me to believe this way I have written down here is Matthew 24:24.
Ne nkumufundumu kwabu wudi undombula kuditabuja mushinduewu. Ndi mufundumu abewu. Matayi, makumabijininayi, makumabijininayi.
The word said that talking about this, the seed of discrepancy.
Mudiboba chambe, mudiboba kula bwa diminu, diminu dia dipanga kanangana.
Jesus said that the two would be so close together that it would deceive the very elected if it were possible.
Yesu mwamba ni onsu abiji, neikele matambe kufanangana, mushindu wabifuwa yine kusesuisha, nebasungula mene.
Almost exactly the same. Another place in the scripture where it's written that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. I remember my first experience of ever coming amongst the Pentecostal people. I was at Mishawaka, Indiana.
Mvamo Mishawaka, Indiana.
And I was at a great convention, a hall about like this.
Nenkumva sanganyi bwa muchibilu chinene nzubumala bale wipachilangana ni ewo.
Where the north and the south had come together.
Muva north ni sud bitulangane.
Because of them days of the segregation, they had the meet up there.
Bwalu mumina matukwawu bwadi sungulu jangana.
They were two great orders of the Pentecostal brethren. I had never heard of them or met them before. The first time I ever heard speaking in tongues. And at the end of the roll of the convention,
wanyipanyi musangu wa nzanzanza, wameme kumvo kudiakule di amumiakulu, nenku kundekelu kwa mulongo, kwa chibiluachi.
Being not a member among them.
Bumu mvameme nchiyi, umu wakubidimba biyabuto.
I was just a young Baptist minister, I sat way back in the back.
Mvu anumuambi waba Baptiste, wakana kana, kemem kusombele lo, kundekelu mene mene.
And I remember the first time I heard anyone speak in tongues, I didn't even know what was all about.
Nenkundi mfuluke musangu wanyi wanzanzanza, wameme kumvo ku muntu wakule mumiakulu, nchiina nshemu wakumayini, bine bionswabi, bifo mbinganyi, mbinganyi to.
And then These two men mainly set up in the front. One would speak in tongues and the other would interpret what the man said. Well, I just started studying my Bible as hard as I could there then. And found out that that was scriptural. That's exactly what the scripture of the Holy Spirit would do. Well, about a day after that, that night my heart was so stirred, I slept in a cornfield. I didn't have enough money to give me a bed. So I just had enough money to get home on. And I got me some donuts, a couple days old, or rolls it was, and for my breakfast. And I was welcome to eat with them. But I didn't have no money to put in them days. That was in the Depression,
1933.
So it was pretty hard going. I don't want to eat with them, but I want to know what they've got.
They've
got something and I haven't. So that morning, they asked me, all ministers come to the platform and just identify yourself, who you are, where you're from.
Well, I just said,
William Branham, evangelist, Jeffersonville, sit down.
William Branham, mutangadiki, Jeffersonville, panyikusomb.
Well, at that time, I was the youngest minister on the platform. And the next day, they called me to the platform to speak. And then after I spoke, Father, we had a great time. And then I began to meet different people, inviting me to their churches. I thought if I could only get where these two main men was that spoke in tongues and interpreted. That was burning me up in my heart. I wanted it so bad. Well, as I've told you at the beginning, a little gift that you pull over. You know, gifts and callings are without repentance. You have them all your life.
See,
you're born with them. If they're gifts of God. So, always, since a little bitty baby, it always happened to
me.
People who knows me all my life know that's true. Well, if I thought, I didn't know what it was, then call it a vision, I just didn't know what it was.
I thought
if I could ever talk to them,
mumemu akupeta kumushindu wa kuikile nabo.
Well, and the spirit that was in the building felt like it's really the spirit of God.
Ene nyuma mwine uhumunzu bwawu uvo umvika nu bune uvo nyuma mulelele wa Nzambi.
So I got to talk to one of them and I asked him a few questions.
Kememe meme kufika kuri ikile ni umu wa kubobo. Meme kumwele ndambu wa nkonko.
And he was a real genuine Christian.
Kari uvo mwene nkilisto mulelele ne mwinenka.
There was no doubt about that. That man was a real believer.
Kakuwa mpata na shemikese wabalu abuto. Muntu wa uvo mwene kuitabuja mulelela.
And the next man.
Kadimu kuwaba muntu wao.
When I talked to him, if I ever met a hypocrite, that was one of them.
Panga kuikila nende. Biobi ni ngadi kumupetanga nini mwene lubombu. Ya uvo muwabo.
That man was actually, his wife was a blonde-headed woman.
Mubushu wabu alu muntu wa uvo mukaje ndavo mukaje wansuki ya mvangala.
And he had children by, two children by a black-headed woman.
And I thought,
well, now what? Here it is, I'm all mixed up.
Kimeme kudiambele ni, mpindiye uke di kichinyech. Kei bualwebus, memesi nye ubi alukumbwe lakana.
If I'm a fundamentalist, it must be the word or it isn't right.
Meme nje muitabi wa malu, anumudi boba afunde, anu chochi chikale di, wachana anakinchabushu wato.
And here's that spirit one rang out, according to all I know, genuine.
Nenkusike nyuma awu nye yewu. Umwe umvika, bilonde sile bionso bintu mumanye mulelela.
The other was no good at all and the spirit falling on both of them. Now how can that be?
Karimu kwa abu yeye kayiku mwimpe tona shika kese. Karinyuma mwika leu bapwekele bonso babidi. Pindye yewu, achi chidimu akwenze kabishi.
I had me puzzled.
Meme, achi nanku kadi kumpanda chimutu.
2 years later, I've been praying in a cave where I'd go to pray.
Akapita kubiri mu bibidi, mvansambile munyongolo, mvansambilambila.
Got dusty in the cave, and one afternoon I walked out, laid my Bible on a log.
Munyongolo amu, kulwa mulupu ishube, kemu mapinga jakampanda, meme kupatukila pambelu, kuteka Bible wanyi, pamuchi, uvomulale panshi.
The wind blew it open to Hebrews, the 6th chapter.
Kelu pepele kumubulula muebelu mushapita mwisambombo.
Which said,
Mwaba umikale bambane.
That in the last days, how it would be if we fell away from the truth and renewed ourselves again unto repentance.
Kumatuku andekelu, mfibimu akwikala butuetu badishinde bumu kakubulelela. Nekudu vwije chakabili bapia bapia buwa kwa lukila ku kanyinga nyinga.
There was no more sacrifice for sin.
Kakuwa kabidi mula mbubu ampeka tuto.
And how the thorns and thistles, which is nigh unto rejection, whose end is to be burned.
Ne mufameba ne mingonga, bivapabu ipine kube nyibwa, ndekelwa bimwikale mbwa kubi oshabo.
But the rain cometh upon the earth often to water it, to dress it.
Kadimvula utuloka pabuloba misangu ya bunyi, bwa kubu miami na mayi, bwa kuwa kaja.
But the thorns and thistles would be rejected, but the wheat would be gathered.
Kadime bani mingonga nebi bengi bwe, kadible ne asangi shibwe.
And I thought, well, just the wind happened to blow that open.
Kemima kudiambile ne, lupepele ndujini chakwekele, lumobule lepa lunangwa wu.
Well, I just laid the Bible down again and I thought,
Kemima kuteka chakibidi Bible uhanshi, kemima kudiambile ne.
Well, now I'll just, and here come the wind and blow it open. That happened 3 times.
Mpindye unangi kala nu, kelu pepele lualelu, karikumu bulula, kwenze kachi misangu isa tumijima.
And I thought, well now that's strange.
Kemima kudiambile ni, mpindye u, achisincha, pabuachi.
And then I was raised up, and I thought, Lord, why would you open that Bible for me to read that?
Kepashi shepanga kabanduluka, mema kudiambile ni, mukalenge, buachinyu wewe wajingi kubulule Bible u, bwa mema kubala bwa luabu.
When I get down to that word thorns and thistles, which is nigh unto rejection, whose end is to be burned.
Meme, fanga upweki ngendambala to ne kucho chachi, mwaba udi meba ne mingonga, bilipabwipi ne kube ngibwa, nekelwa bi nkoshibwa.
I thought, why would you open that to me there?
Meme kudiambile ne, buachinyu wa jingi kumbulile mwaba u.
And as looking out across, now these real visions come without pulling into any gear. That's this God, see?
Nengupamfa mutangi lepambe lwapu, mpendye ubikene kumwane bile lelebi, bitubi lwakabi bia ngenzabia kubukoleto achi chidia nunzambi no monus.
I looked and I seen an earth that was turning out in front of me, and I seen it was all disked up.
Meme kutangile kumona buloba kampanda bwikale bunyunguluka kumpala kwa nyako. Kadi meme kubo mona babudime bonso.
There was a man dressed in white, went around sowing wheat.
Kuva muntu mufale bilambe bitoke, uya ekune eku wenda umyamine ble.
And after he went around the curvature of the earth,
nenku fanywa pa kuyeye kujimina ku mfudilu wa buloba.
Around come a man looked horrible.
Kemuntu kampanda kuloye ne mwenekeluwa kwa chebowa.
He was dressed in black.
Mufale bilambe bifike.
And he was throwing weed seeds all over.
Mwikele wende ukupa maminu abiso sabibi miaba yonso.
They both come up together.
Onso abidi ekutoloka u.
And when they did, they both was thirsty because a rain was needed.
Ne pakatoloka u, onso abidi kupeta unyota, bwalu kufadijinga jamvula.
And each one looked like was praying with his little head bent over, Lord, send the rain, send the rain.
Ke kumweneka u buni jonso jakudi u, divo munkachi mwakusambila, ni mutu wadi mukesa u, mwinyikane mukalenge, tumamvula, tumamvula.
The great clouds come up and the rain fell upon both of them.
Kema vubamane ne kujuka, ne mvula kulokele onso abidi.
When it did, the little wheat jumped up and began to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Pakalo kaye, ble mukesa u, kutupika, ekubanga kwambane, mukalenga tumbe, mukalenga tumbe.
And the little weed jumped up right at the same side and said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Nebiso sebi bibikesa abi, kutupika bi, anuliseka lumwelu mwalu, biambane, mukalenga tumbe, mukalenga tumbe.
And then the vision was interpreted.
Kifadi badi chikene kumonachi kupeta chijumvija.
The rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Mvula utulokela nibakane nibabi.
The same spirit can fall in a meeting and everybody rejoice in it. Hypocrites, Christians, and all together.
Nyuma mwimpe umwe mwawu, ulimwa kupona mudisangisha kampanda. Muntu ne muntu, ulito mudisanka. Bene lubombo, bene Kristo ni bonso pamwe.
Exactly right. But what is it?
Chabusho mene mene. Kadibualu budichinyi.
By their fruits they are known. See? That's the only way it can ever be known.
Kuma muma abo nkudibo baba manyina. Nwamo nwanyi. Kemu shindu mwepele udichimwa kumanyika.
Then you see that now since wild oats.
Fananku ujini mwana chocha chimpindye u pumudimponda wachisuku.
Wild wheat and grain sometimes impersonates a genuine domestic grain so close that it would deceive the very elected.
Anyi ble ne diminu dia chisuku bikale misangmi kwa bo bitentula ble mulelela. Diminu dia kumbelu. Bitambe kufonangana umushindua bifoyine kuse swishe tone basungule bine.
I think we're living in a timely age when these things should be preached on and talked about.
Ngele mejine tudini moi, muchikondo chikumba ne mene mene, chidibintu ebi bikengela kuyishibwa, ne kwa kula pabio bi.
Notice in verse 41,
Monai mwenvensa makumianai ni umwe.
The two also very close, so close in the last days to.
Dibidibika leka bidibifuanangana, bifuanangana mene mene muma tukwandekele mushindwa.
He could not depend on some certain church to separate him.
Yeye kayimwenze, yeye kayimwakushala mweye meneke lesi ya kampanda bwa kuwa tapululato.
Say the Methodist or the Baptist or the Pentecostals to separate him.
Wambane, waba Methodista, anyi waba Baptista, anyi waba Benampenta, bwa kuwa tapulula.
He said he sends his angels to separate him.
Yeye wakambane, uji utuma banje lubende bwa kuwa tapulula.
An angel is coming to bring the separation, the segregation between the right and the wrong.
Mwanjelo ke uji ulo kufile di tapulula, di sunguluja panke chpa chabushu ni chamafi.
And no one can do that but the angel of the Lord.
Nika kwenye nasha umwe uji mwakuchenze to anu mwanjelo wa mkalenga.
He's the one that's going to tell which is right and which is wrong.
Anu yeye ke wikala mwakwamba chilichabusho ni chilichamafi.
God said he will send his angels at the last times.
Nzambi mwamba ne yeye na atuma banje lubende kubikondo byandekelu.
Not angels down through here, but angels at the last time.
Bakumusha banjele baba pweka bapichila pato kadi banjele kuchikondo chandekelu.
And would gather together.
Ni bobo bavune akchakusangisha pamwe.
We know that this is the coming harvest time now.
Tulibama ine echi kechikondo chajinowa chivuni chakulwa pindieu.
Now an angel is actually interpreted a messenger.
Mpindieu mwangelo mbamuvu ije cha bushu wane udi musangela.
And we see that there are seven angels of the seven churches.
Ne turitumane ne kuribangelo mwanda mutekete ba eklesi mwanda mutekete.
And now, no, through the church ages.
Ne mpindieu to kupitila mu eklesi mwanda mutekete.
Notice who he said that the sowers were and also what the seed was.
Monai ni ye wakamba ne bano wimbanga nyi kabijine diminu divwa nchinyi.
One, the sower was he, the son of God.
Umwe, munowi uvwa nye ye mwana wanzambi.
He went for sowing seed.
Uvamupa tuke wenda umyamina diminu.
And an enemy came behind him, which was the devil.
Kemwene lukuna kulwe yifanyi mafende uvwa diabulu.
And sowed the seed of discrepancy.
Kekulo kumyamine diminu dia difanga kanangana.
Behind the sowing of the right seed.
Fanyima fa dimyamine dia diminu dia bushua.
Now friends, that has happened through every age since we've had a world.
Pindye ubalunda banyi, achiketili chenze ka muchikondo ne chikondo chonso kachanu toa pete julu ni buleva.
Exactly, all the way from the beginning, it started the very same thing.
Mene mene, kubangi lanu kuchibangi jilu kwa ka. Chakabanga nuchintu chumwe chumwachi.
Now he said, the seed of God, the word of God, Jesus said in a certain place.
Mpindye uye kwamba ne, diminu dianzambi, di dianzambi, yesu wakamba kaba kampanda.
That the word is a seed.
Ne di yi indiminu.
And every seed will bring forth of its kind.
Ne diminu dionso ne difulanga nebilonde shile mushindu wadi.
And now, if the Christian, the children of God, the children of the kingdom has become the seed of God, then they must be the word of God. The word of God manifested in the age that they're living in, for the promised seed of that age. God gave his word at the beginning.
Zambi wakafile di idende kuchibangi dilu.
In each age has had its seed, its time, its promises.
Nechikondo nechikondo chakapeta diminu diachi, diba diachi, milaiyachi.
Now, when Noah came on the scene.
Pindyeu, pakabwele Noah muchalu.
And he was the seed of God, the word of God for that age.
Uva diminu dianzambi, di dianzambi wa chikondo achi.
When Moses came, he could not come with Noah's message. It wouldn't work.
Pakalo Mosa, kafuma kulo ni mukenji wa Noah nasha, kafuma kukumbana to.
Because he was the seed of God at that time.
Walu yeye uvo diminu di anzambi muchukondwachi.
Then when Christ come, he could not come with Noah or Moses' age.
Pashishe pakalo kilisto, ye kafuma kulo ni chukondo cha Noah anyi cha Mose to.
It was his time for a virgin to conceive.
Achi chivanchende chukondo, Virgo,
and to bring forth a son, and he would be the Messiah. Now, we've lived through Luther's age, Wesley's age, Methodist age. All down through the ages in the Pentecostal age. In each age is given a promise of the word. And the people of that age that manifest that promised word is the seed of that age. And according to what Jesus said right here, they are the children of the kingdom. That's right. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit operating through his children is those seed of the kingdom at that age.
nchabushua di mwenesho dia nyuma mwimpe mwikale ukwachila mudimu mubana bende ke jo di diminwa di diabukale nge buachine chukondo achi.
Notice the terriers.
Mona ilufela.
Was the one, the enemy, Satan, who sowed discord or the seed of discrepancy.
Kie yawu mwene lukuna satana urimu miamine dibenga kupetangana anyi diminu dia dipangakanangana.
He was the one guilty of doing this horrible thing.
Ye ngwakambule difila dia kwikala mwenze chintu cha chikwachaba wechi.
Satan sowed his seed from the beginning.
Satana wakamiamine dia diminu kumukila nu kuchibangi jilu.
When God placed his first harvest of human beings upon the earth, Adam, of course, as yet knew that there was a knowledge of truth.
Adam, mubushu wabwabwalu, ukavwa numumanyene kuvwa dimanya kampanda jabulelela.
Right and wrong, and he had never come to that as yet.
Ne jamalu mimpe, ne malumabi, kadika vomwanji, kukufika kuto.
But we find out God gave his children his word for their defense.
Karinye utujandula nenzambi wakapapana bende didi ende bungabu.
There we have no other defense than the word of God.
Wabo, katwene ni ngabu muku wabuto pakumushe didi anzambi.
That is our defense.
Kewe tungabu nye yawu.
There's no bombs, no shelters, no hiding places.
Katwene ni mbombes. Nimbi kishilu, nimbi sokomenu.
No, Arizona's or California's or wherever it is.
Nima Arizona, nima California, nimpe nyiponso.
There's only one defense we have, and that is the word.
Kuria nungabumwe pele utujinende, kediyi.
And the word was made flesh and dwell among us, which is Christ Jesus.
Nedi, diakanda muka mubidi, nijakasomba munga chumwetu, kekilisto Yesu.
He is our only defense. Being in him, we are safe.
Yeke wetu ngabu mwepele, paturi munda mwende yeye, tudimudi kubibwa.
Not even sin is imputed to a genuine believer.
Na shampe katu mwine, kabena bumubajila mwende kuitabuja mwelele to.
Did you know that?
Nubaba manya achanyi.
He that's born of God does not commit sin. He cannot sin.
Udimule dibo kudi nzambi, katuwenza mpe katu to. Kene mwakwenza kumpe katu to.
See? It's not even imputed.
No mwanyi.
While David said, blessed is the man who God will not impute sin.
Mwana si David wakambane, muntu mbene shibwa nge uwi kalanzambi kayu bajila mpekatu.
When you are in Christ, you have no desire to sin.
Pawidi munda mwakilisto kwenye nijinga diya kweza mpekatu to.
The worshiper once purged has no more conscience of sin.
Muku ukwidi, parianu kezu dibwa, kachena kabijine jimanya jane mpekatu dikuto.
You don't desire it. Now to the world you might be a sinner, but to God you're not because you're in Christ.
Mpindiewu, bwaba pabuloba, udimufanyina kwikala ngenza mpekatu. Karibu anzambi to, bwalu udimunda mwakilisto.
How can you be in a sinner when you're in the sinless one?
Mwenye muudimu wakwikala mwengenza mpekatu, wabu udimunda mwaewu, udikaini mpekatu.
And God only sees him who you are in. Now this harvest time, at the beginning when God sowed his seed upon the earth and gave it in the hearts of his children, his family, to keep that word, that was their only defense. Keep that word. Here come the enemy in and broke that barrier by sowing the seed of discrepancy.
Kulama di ya di. Kemwene lukuna wudi ubwele u. Ekuchibula ye mukalwa u. Pakumiamine diminu di adipanga kanangana.
Contrary to the word of God.
Dibengangana ne di di anzambi.
If that was discrepancy in the beginning.
Vikala bi. It's
still anything that will add anything to the word of God is still the seed of discrepancy.
And
I don't care where it comes from. If it's from organization, if it's from military sources.
Nanshechi fumina penyi. Ninchi fumina kudi bulongolo di kampanda. Ninchi fumina kudi busalayi.
If it's from political powers, anything that's contrary to the word of God is the seed of discrepancy.
Ninchi fumina ku makole achididi. Chonso chidi chibengangana nididi anzambi achi ndiminu diajipanga kanangana.
When a man stands and says he's a gospel preacher, and says that the days of miracles is past, that's the seed of discrepancy. When a man stands and says that he's a minister, a pastor of a church of somewhere, and he does not believe that Jesus Christ is the same in every detail except the physical body, same yesterday, today, and forever, that's a seed of discrepancy.
Kadika iwe tabuja ni Yesu Kristo udi umwe mwawu mukantu ne kantu pakumusha pabidibitangile mubidi wa musunya umwe mwawu makelele lelo toni kashidi achinji menu yajipanga kanangana.
When he says that miracles in apostolic age passed, that's seed of discrepancy.
Pari ye wambane bishimane chikondo chaba apostolo bikadi wimeno kupita achinji menu yajipanga kanangana.
When they say there's no such a thing as divine healing, that's seed of discrepancy. And the world is full of it. It's crowds out and chokes out the wheat. We notice that the first sower of the seed of discrepancy was branded the devil. And we know it was in Genesis 1.
Turitumana ni mumia minyi wakumpala wadiminu dia dipanga kanangana wakatui bachi tampini diabolo. Netribama yine uwa nyeye mujenezi wakumpala.
That we find out over here in the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Pindia unye utujandula ni mwabe umu umukanda wa matayi mushapita wa diku minimu isatu ne.
Jesus still brands any discrepancy to his word as being the devil.
Yesu uchidianu utwadipanga kanangana jonso kudide nde chitampini diabolu.
And this 1956, anything that sows discrepancy.
Ne muchidimu chininu kama chite mokumi atanu isambo mwemu. Jonso uchidi chimiamine dipanga kanangana.
Contrary to the written word of God or puts any private interpretation to it is a seed of discrepancy.
Chibe ngangana ni didi ya nzambi difunda. Ani che laku jachi, jumvija, japanka yachi, njiminu jajipanga kanangana.
God will not honor it. He can't. It won't mix.
Nzambi kakuchi pabune neto, nansha. Kabia kubwele kanangana kuto.
It certainly will not.
Nchabushu wananku.
It's like mustard seed. It won't mix with anything else. You can't hybrid it.
Nchenza bujiminu jamutada. Kaja kubwele kanangana kuni chintu chukua buchonsu nansha.
It's got to be the genuine thing, seed of discrepancy. Now we find, when God sowed his seed in the Garden of
Eden,
we find out that it brought forth an
Abel.
But when Satan sowed his seed of discrepancy, it brought forth a Cain.
Kalipa kamyamina satana diminu diende jadipanga kanangana di jakapatula kaina.
One brought forth a righteous one.
Edi dipatula mwakane.
One brought forth an unrighteous one.
Edi dipatula mubi.
Because if Eve listened to the word of discrepancy,
Bwalu Eva wakateleja di jadipanga kanangana.
Contrary to the word of God, and it started the ball of sin rolling right there and it's rolled ever since.
Dibengangane ni didi ya nzambi, idiakabanga kubunguluja ndundu wa mpekatu wa umwabawu, nididi mubunguluja kubangila nupina apu.
And we'll never get it all out until the angels comes and segregates the thing.
Netwe tukatuwa jakuju umusha kujonso to, to nifalo banjele ukusunguluja chintu achi.
And God takes his children to the kingdom and the terriers will be burned.
Nenzambi wangatabana bende uyenabu mubukalenga nenku lufela nelo shibwe.
Notice those two vines.
Mona imichibili yamvinyo ayi.
If we just had more time on this subject, but just to hit the high spots.
Bune tuvoku ni diba jabu nyipachene bwalwechi. Anu jakulenga tubintu fatunene tunene.
So we can go right into praying for the sick in the next few minutes.
Bwatuwa mwana mwakubwele buludi, murisambijile babedi, mutu sunsa tukesta tutironde etu.
Notice, their seeds grew together just exactly like God said over here also in the 13th chapter.
Monayi, maminu abidi akakolela pamwe, anumene mene mwakamba kabidi nzambi, mwushapita walikuni mwisatu.
Of our text tonight of Matthew.
Wakubala kwetu kwa jilo lwedieku mwumataine.
Let them grow together.
Alekelai akole pamwe.
Now Cain went to the land of Nod.
Mpindie u Kaina wakalikubula babu wa Nod.
Found himself a wife and married.
Kupeta yumukaji kuselaye.
And Abel was slain and God raised up Seth to take his place.
Kari Abel wakashipibwa kenzambi kujula Seth wakwangate yekabakende.
And the generation started moving on between right and wrong.
Kenko ngokubanga yi. Kutungunuka panka chipa cha bushwa ni chama shimi.
Now, we notice they gathered each one of them time after time.
Mpindye u, tulitumona ne akadisanga, jonsu jakudi u, kuchikondo ne kuchikondo.
And God had to, it got so wicked that God had to destroy.
Ne kukengela bibuwa nzambi, akashara mabi mene mene mumu shindua ne, biaka kengela bibuwa nzambi abutule.
But they finally came forth unto both of those seeds.
Kadi ndekelu abionso akakwa mama mumushindwa ne maminu onso abidiawu.
The seed of discrepancy and the seed of God.
Diminu ya dipanga kanangana ne diminu ya nzambi.
Put forth their genuine heads.
Kupatulau mitu yawu ibilelela.
And that wound up in Judas Iscariot and in Jesus Christ.
Ne akaya kufuka ku Judas mpongoloki. Na Yesu Kristo.
For he was the seed of God.
Bwalu yeye ke uvo diminu di anzambi.
He was the beginning of the creation of God.
Yeye ke uvo chibangi dilu cha bufu kibu anzambi.
He was nothing less than God.
Yeye ke uvo chinga chintu chishajile to anunzambi mene.
And Judas Iscariot was born the son of perdition.
Kari Judas mpongolo ki wakaledi ibuwa mwanu wakabutu.
Come from hell, return to hell.
Mufumile mu inferno, mwalukile mu inferno.
Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the Word of God, made manifest.
Yesu Kristo uvo mwana wa nzambi, didi ya nzambi di mwene shibwe.
Judas Iscariot, in his discrepancy, was the seed of the devil.
Judas mpongolo kia wu, mulipanga kanangana diendadi, uvo diminu dia diabulu.
Come to the world and for deceit, just like he was at the beginning, Cain, his former father.
Dilu epabuloba, bwakuse swishangana, anumu voye kuchibangi dilu, kaina, nkambo wende.
Judas only played church.
Yudasa yeye uvanu, ushimakaja buya yemwe kelesia.
He wasn't really sincere. He didn't actually have faith.
Mubushu wababualu yeye kafoni mejima tokato. Kafoni ditabuja jetu diabushu edito.
He'd have never betrayed Jesus. But you see, he sowed that seed of discrepancy.
He thought
that he could make friends with the world,
mammon.
And also have friendship with
Jesus.
But it was too late for him to do anything about it. When the dead hour came, when he did this evil thing, he crossed the separating line between going forward and returning back. He had to go on in the way that he went as a deceiver.
Biaka kengele bwa yeye kuye mutungunuke munjile ukavo iwenda ulonda u bumusesu ishanganyi.
He sowed the seed of discrepancy.
Uvowenda umyamine diminu diajipanga kanangana.
He tried to find favor with those great organizations of that day. With the Pharisees and Sadducees. And thought he'd make himself a piece of money and would be popular among the people. If that doesn't cost so many people to get in that discrepancy. Trying to find favor with man. Let's find favor with God. Not with man. But that's what Judas done when this discrepancy headed up in him. And we know that Jesus was the Word. St. John 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt here among us.
Yone Monsanto, in chapter 1, pala mwambane, kuchubangi jilu kwa kadidiyi, ne diidi akadini nzambi, ne diidi akadini nzambi, ne diidi akandamuka mubidi, yakasomba munga chumwetu.
Then the Word is the seed, then the seed become flesh and dwelt among us. If Judas was the seed of the enemy and the discrepancy, it also became flesh and dwelt among us. In the person of Judas Iscariot.
Diakandamuka padi mubidi ni yakasomba munka chimwetu muntu ewu Judas mpongoloki.
He never had no real faith.
Ye yakavokune dita buja jabushua, jabushua edito.
He had a what he thought was a faith.
Ye yovone chivoye udi chinkila ne dita bujachi.
There's such a thing as having faith and a make-believe faith.
Kuri chinti chukwa bochi dipachi ne nkwikala ne dita buja, kari chikala dita buja, jabuding buding.
And a genuine faith of God will believe in God. And God is the Word. It'll never add nothing to it.
Nzambi ndiyi. Ndiyo diadi. Kaja kusakijila kukantu kujo dito.
The Bible tells us if we add one word or take one word away, our part will be taken from the book of life.
Biblia udiu tuambile ne tuetu basakijile diidi mwe. Anyi bumushile diidi mwe. Che tuchitupa neba chumushe kumukandu wa moyi.
Revelation 22:18, the last closing chapter.
Bwakabulu iba makumi abijini ibidi. Vense wadikumi ni mandamukulu. Nshapita wandekelu. Wankomenuawu.
In the first beginning, the first book of the Bible, God told them not to break one word of that.
Kuchubange jilu mene mene. Mukanda wakumpalo wa Bible. Zambi wakabambile bwakabatupi kudi dia cho church na shiji mweto.
Every word must be kept. They must live by that word.
Di dionso dini chakula miibwa. Bavone chakwikala ni moyu kudi yadi.
Jesus in the middle of the book come along and said that in his age.
Yesu munka chumamukanda. Kulu wakadi kwamba muchende chikondo.
And said man shall not live by bread alone but by every word that it comes out of the mouth of God.
Wambane muntu kakwikala ni moyu anukudia mpanka yadi to. Kadikudi dionso didi patuka mukana mwanzambi.
And in the closing age of Revelations foretold to us,
ni muchikondo chankomenu chabwakabuluibwa, mbadi anjile kutuambile ne,
that whosoever shall take one word out of the book or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Ewu yonso umushile diidimwe kumukanda, anyi wakusakijile diidimwe, chende chitupa neba chumushe kumukanda wa moyi.
Therefore there can be nothing shadowy, just a genuine, unadulterated word of God.
That's
sons of God, daughters of God, who's not born by the will of man, or by shaking a hand of some form of baptism.
But
born in the Spirit of God by the Holy Ghost.
And
the Word manifesting itself through them. That's genuine seed of God.
Ne di kale di mwene shibwa jodi di ne kudibo. Ke di minu di lele di anzambi ndiadi.
The enemy joins church and becomes very orthodox in a creed or something.
Mwene lukuna wudi ujenza mwene ekelesia. Kariku shala mulondi wadikema wangita bujulu ya kale. Mu tuitaba ikampanda anye muchintu kampanda.
But that's discrepancy.
Karikinga achi. Ke di panga kanangana ndiadi.
Anything that interferes with that string of genuine truth of God's word.
Chintu chonso chini chipangisha bwenze jibu adiminu jilele di anzambi abu.
And how do we know?
Karitriba manye bishi.
We say, well, have you got a right to interpret it? No, sir.
Turitambane, bobo, nujine bukeen jibu akuju mvijanyi, to mkalenga.
No man has a right to interpret God's word.
Muntu nasha umwe kene ni bukeen jibu akuju mvijini di anzambi to.
He's his own interpreter. He promises and then he does it. That's the interpretation thereof.
Yeye uji uchilaya, fashisha uchenza, keju unvija diachinjadi.
When he promised it, then he fulfills it.
Fatu ye muchilaye, fashisha yeye uchikumbaja.
That's the interpretation of it.
Keju unvija diachinjadi.
Anything contrary to God's word is a discrepancy. Absolutely.
Chonso chichibengangana ni didi anzambi, nipanga kanangana, kaku yimpata na ansha.
Now, as I said, Judas has no real faith.
Pindi wanumungambi ne, Yudasa kavoni ditabuja diabushu wato.
He had a make-believe faith.
Uvoni ditabuja da buding buding.
He had a faith that he thought that was the Son of God, but he didn't know that was the Son of God.
Uvoni ditabuja diabudichinkile ne chivwa mwana wanzambi. Kadika imumanye ne mwana wanzambi to.
He wouldn't have done it.
Nunku kavuma wakwikala mwenze bwalo abuto.
And a man who will compromise on this word of God being the truth.
Ne muntu wade chiba angapane didi anzambi edi mbulelela.
He's got a make-believe faith.
Ujine ditabuja jabudingi budingi.
Genuine servant of God will hang on that word.
Musadidi mulele wanzambi ne ashale mukula manu kudi yadi.
A few nights ago a certain minister of Arizona.
Dilolo kampanda kukadi ndambu wa matuku. Mwambi kampanda wa Arizona.
Of a great famous school here in this city.
Wa mchilongi luchinene. Chilichenda lumu munemu mchimengemu.
Came to me and said, I want to straighten you out on something.
Mulo kundi wambane. Ndi muso nkulongo la pakabwalu kampanda.
I said, when you get a chance.
Meme kwamba, po wapeta mpunga.
I said, this is the best chance I know of. Come on over.
Meme ni. Mpunga mwimpo menemene undi mumanye keye yewu. Lwa kwaku.
And so he came over. He said, Mr. Branham.
Ke kulwa ye. Ye ini mukalenga Branham.
Do you trying to, I believe you're sincere and you're honest.
We uji uteta. Ndingele mejine. Ujine mejima toke. Ni wakwe ye mena.
But you're trying to introduce to a world of apostolic doctrine.
Kadi uji uteta kuleja ba pabulo ba. Dilongesha jaba apostolo.
And said the apostolic age ceased with the apostles. I said, the first thing I'd like to ask you, my brother. Do you believe that every word of God is inspired? He said, yes, sir, I certainly do. I said, then, would you show me in the word where the apostolic age ceased?
Memani fananku uriku mufanya na kundeje mudii mwabo udi chikondo cha apostolo chishikilanye.
Now you show me where it is, I believe with you.
Mpindieu. We mundeje mwabo udi chichizikile nengi tebuje mumunebe.
Now I said the writer of the apostolic, the one that had the keys to the kingdom.
Kememane mufundi wa chikondo cha apostolo yeye menu uvoni nsafi ya bukalengau.
On the day of Pentecost when the apostolic age was introduced.
Mudi tugu diampenta dakabwe jibo chikondo cha apostolo adi.
He said, man and brethren, what can we do to be safe?
Bakamba ne, balumiane ne bana betu. Tulimo kwenza chinyi watuwe tukusungidi bwa.
He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Ye kwamba ne, ninga lalai muntu ne muntu wakunudi. Nupati jibo mudina ja Yesu Kristo. Bwajileke di bwaja mpekatu. Nengunene pete kupa kwa nyuma mwimfe.
For the promise isn't to you and to your children. And to them it's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Now how can the word contradict itself? A man said, I have an awful cold tonight. I said, I think so too.
Muntu aone chimpumpu chikole nchinkwa tijilo lwedi. Meme ne ngele mejine uduambila mo nwamo nwanyi.
Now you tell me, is God still calling?
Mpindye ungambila yiku. Nzambi uchidu bikilanyi.
If God's still calling, then the apostolic age is still in existence?
Pikala nzambi uchidu bikila. Nangusichikondi chabapostolo chididi anuko.
Certainly, as many as the Lord our God shall call, ever will call.
Chabushoa, mubuni bonso, bwabikila mukalenga nzambi wetu abu, budye ubikila abu, bwabikila ya abu.
As many as he shall call, it will still be the apostolic age, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Buni bonso, bwabikila ya abu, nechikela nuchikondi chabapostolo,
Now we find today that this discrepancy has been sowed through every age.
Mpindewu, tuditu sangana lelu ne, dipanga kananga ne di, mbadi miami ne mchukondi ne chukondi chonso.
If it was possible to get it in the next 10 or 15 minutes, I would do it, but you can't.
Buna shani bifuma ukwenze ka, bwa tuangete bwa lwebu, mutu sumsa dikumi, aindikumi ne tutanu, tutitulonde tu, mfuma kuchienza kadi, kakwene mushindu to.
Down through the ages, we are all, most all of us read the Bible.
Mubikondo bionso, tuetu bonso, babuni baku tuetu bonso aba tututubala Bible.
And now, like when Jesus came and he found that discrepancy contrary.
Nenkumpindyeu, bupakalo Yesu, nekusangane di pangakananga nadi di bengangane.
He was the Word made manifest.
Yeye uvodi di mone shibwe.
He was God's interpretation of the Word. Because he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me.
Bwaliye wakamba ne, kenke ta yimi fundu, bwalimu yoyi munujinwele meji ne, nujine moyi wachendelele. Kad yoyi skidi, infidila bujadiki.
There you are. He was the interpretation of the word.
Ke bwaluabus, ye.
And every born again son and daughter of God of this age is the interpretation of the word.
Nenkumwana wabalumeni wabakeshi yonso wanzambi wachukondwechi mwledi bachakabidi udidumvwije jadiyi.
You are written epistles, read of all men.
Nudimikanda mifundilangana ibadibo kudibantu bonso.
Yes, notice, he said in vain they do worship me. Teaching discrepancy for doctrine.
Eyo, monayi, ye wakambane, badibanku kwila chanana, balongesha, dipanga kanangana, bune kidi longesha.
In vain do they worship me teaching for doctrine the discrepancy.
Badibanku kwila muchijengu, balongesha, dipanga kanangana, bune kidi longesha.
Doctrine of man, creeds of man.
Dilongesha di abantu, tuitabai abantu.
Teaching that to be the word of God when it has nothing to do with the word of God.
Balonge shabina abibune ndi dianzambi. Pabi kabini dipetanga na nanshediaka na ndi dianzambi.
Look, each age produced such a crop. Every age has did it.
Tangila I chikondo chonso tiri chipatula jinoa diamushinduao. Chikondo chonso chenza nanku.
And ours is no excuse.
Neche tuwe chika chene nipakubingileto.
We have the same thing. And a greater age of it than all the other ages put together.
Tujine chintu chimwechimwachi, nechikondo chine nechitambe bikwabu bikondo byonso bisanga.
For this is the ending of world's history.
Bwaluwe chike nkomenu wa malu malonda bulobebu.
This is the great discrepancy that's ever been upon the earth, is on the face of the earth today.
Dipanga kanangana dia dinene dia kache pa bulobebu ke jo diedi. Didipanch pa bulobale luewu.
Discrepancy in other ages pulled them away from the true and living God to idols.
Dipanga kanangana mubikondo bikwabo divo diba koka dibu mushoku di nzambi mulelela ne wujini moyo diba tumakumpingu.
Today, Jesus said in Matthew 24, 24, that it would be so close it would deceive the very elected if it was possible.
Leluewu, Yesu, Mwambe, Mumatayi, Mekumiabijininayi, Ne, Divomwa, Kwikala, Ditambe, Kufanangana, Mumushinduwa, Difuayine, Kusei, Swisha, Nebasungula, Bine, Bune, Bifumwa, Kwenzeka.
Talk about discrepancy.
Nwa kulepe, Nubwa, Dipanga, Kanangana.
Oh, it is so cunning.
Kambia, Budi, Mube.
Satan is among the people and just such a theologian.
Satan ujumunkechi mwabantu. Mwikale muntu mumanye malu anzambi mutulasa.
Such a doctor of divinity can teach that word almost perfectly.
Mulongeshi wachikunda mubu nzambi webo wa eyo. Mukumba ne kulongeshi di yadi biamba kwikale bipu angane.
Jesus said so.
Kemwa kamba Yesu.
But just watching, there'll be some where he said, well, now that wasn't for this. Oh, yes, it is too. Because God said it was.
Karianji mujo jaji ni mone. Ne ikali kumwaba kampanda ne ambane. Mpindye u, achika chivo buwaye chito ka eyewos. Mbuwaye chika bidi. Nwamonus, buwalu, nzami wakamba ne divandiyodi.
Look what it did. Them same discrepancy brought the God's wrath upon the days of Noah.
Tangila icha kenza di. Dipanga kanangana di mwadi mwadi. Diaka tuwala chiji chanzambi mwatu kwa Noah.
When God sent his prophet out and preached as a flaming fire.
Paka tumanzambi mu profeta wenda. Nekuisha yebuka pia kala kuka.
Call repentance to the people and the discrepancy drowned it out.
Wambila bantu bwa kunyinga lalabo. Kedipanga kanangana di. Kutu kiji mwadi mwumayi.
Then what did Satan do? Come right behind in Ham and started sowing it again.
Kumba kulonda yefanyima, muham. Ekuditwaye anumudimiamine chakabidi jodiadi.
Exactly right. Along come Moses, the great prophet, to bring the children of Israel up out of the wilderness.
Nchabushu wa menemene. Pashishe Mosa kulwaye, mu profete munene, wakupatulabana baisele la muchifela.
What happened? Moses, the great prophet of God.
Chakenze kanchinyi. Mosa, mu profeta munene wa Nzambi.
Bringing them the absolutely truth, vindicated truth. He had met God. God proved that he had met him.
Ubatwadile bulele la bwaka buidye lampata, bulele la bushindika. Yeye ukavu mututa keneni Nzambi. Nzambi kujarikeni yeye vumututa kenenende.
How those people back there, those priests.
Mushindu mwine vabantu abu, kuntu kuinaku, baku idi abu.
And they had the religion, the rituals, the rites and everything.
Bikale ni yabu ntendelelu, ni yabu mishinga, ni yabu mikiye, ni bionswabi.
But Moses stood as a vindication of the interpretation of the word.
Kadi Mosa yeye wakimana, budishindika dia dunvije dia diyi.
Don't forget that.
Kanupu achimoyi to.
Moses was God's interpretation of his promise. He said he'd do it.
Mosa uva dunvije dia nzambi, dia mula yuende. Yeye wakamba ni achenze.
God's interpretation. What happened? The church just got started out of Egypt on its feet a few days. What happened?
Chakenze kanchini. Ekelesi uchivua anu ubangila kujipatuka mu Egyptu. Bendelo maka sandambu amatuku. Keli chakenze kanchini.
Satan come along with his discrepancy.
Satana kuloni dipanga kanangana diende.
In the person, the second Cain, which was Balaam.
Mumuntweu, kaina muibidieu, uhumikele balama.
And he's so discrepancy amongst them.
Kekumiamine ye, dipanga kananga na munkechi mwabo.
We know that's right.
Turibama ine achin chabushua.
That Balaam, the teaching of Balaam, that we were all the same.
Balama u, yolonga shidi ya balama adi, ndiani turibon soba mwe.
We serve the same God you do. Fundamentally, he was right.
Tuitu kwa chile nzambi umwe unu jipendu unu kwa chile mudimu awu. Bwa mudibibi fundi buwe uwa wamba chabushu wa.
Because he offered a sacrifice that God offered.
Bwa lu wakala mbula mbula mbuwa nzambi ulambula.
Seven rams, seven bullocks on seven altars.
Bimpanga bia mikoko mwanda mutekete. Bimpanga bia ngombe mwanda mutekete. Pabio shilu mwanda mutekete.
And prayed to the same God. Just as perfect as Moses did down in the wilderness.
Usambila nzambi umwe umwawu nipupangale bonso. Anumuwa mosa usambile pende mwamwa muchipe ilamu.
Just exactly the same, but they were not the same.
mushinda no umwe umwe mene mene karika bavo ba mweto
foreshadowing to us what would come to pass
bituleje muchimfwanyi tivuma kula kwenzeka.
There was again Cain manifested in the person of Balaam.
Mwaba ucha kabiri kuva Kaina umwene shibamu umuntu e ubalama.
And there was God manifested in the person of Moses.
Karimo mwa muva nzambi au mwene shibwe mumuntu au Mosa.
Interpreting his words to a human being.
Umvijila meyende mumuntu.
Making himself known his promise to a human being and the discrepancy raised up.
Ujimanishila yeye mwine mulai wende mumuntu. Kedi panga kanangana kujukadi.
So did he do it in the time of Judas.
Kemwa kenze di kabili cho chachi muchikondo cha Yudasa.
There he come with his discrepancy.
Kye yau kulwa ye. Nijipanga kanangana diende.
And remember, this sin that those people believe that we're all the same.
Nenku vuluka ine mpekatu ewu wakitabuja bukulibantu abuawu wane turibon soba mwe.
We worship the same God.
Turitukukwile nzambi wa momo mwe.
We should all belong to the same church.
Bifo bikengela tuwe tubonso kwikalabene ekelesi ya umwe.
We should be the same people. That sin was never forgiven Israel.
Bifo bikengela ni tuwe tu kwikalachisamba chumwe. Mpekato au kabaka mufile Israel lusato.
Jesus said himself they all are dead.
Yesu akamba yeye mwinene mbafwe bonso.
They perish all but three of them.
Bakabutuka bonso pakumushaba satuba kudibo.
That was the ones who held on and believed the promise.
Abuke bakanunukile ni bakita buja mulai.
When the weakling said we cannot take the land, it's too much for us and so forth.
Bakamba bantu batulende lendabune katwele mwakukwa tabuloba mbikole bebo etutwetu nibikwabo.
Caleb and Joshua still the people and said we're more than able to take it.
Caleb ni Joshua bakapuwisha bantu abu kwamba bune twetu tulibatambe nibukole bwakubu kwata.
Because God promised it to us, I don't care what the opposition is.
Walunzami ngudi mutula yebu. Na shidi kanda mene di kaleku ya mushindu kai.
And we still can preach the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Ne twetu tutuchidi anumu akuyisha jondo peja kudinzambi ne di batize janyuma mwimpe.
And still have the power of God to separate us from the things of the world.
Ne tuchidi anuni bukole buanzambi buakutu tapulule ne bintu bia pabuloba.
God said so.
Nzambi ngudi mwambe.
The apostolic age has never ceased and it will not cease. It goes on.
Chikondo cha apostolo kachitu kuchishike to. Ne chochi chine kacha kushika kuto. Chidiano chitungunuke.
So we find the same old sore of discrepancy.
Pananku nye utu sangana. Mumia minyo umwe umwe wakale wa dipanga kanangana uu.
And remember, that sin was never forgiven.
Nenkufulu kaini. Mpekatu au kakafuidi boku luse dansha.
Now brother, if it was never forgiven then, what about now?
Mpinde umwane tu, fikale bine, kakafuidi boku luse chine chukondu achito, tuambe bishibu ampinde u.
When the real seed of all the ages is coming together.
Udi, dime inu jilele la dia, bikondo bionso di kale munga chimwa kudi sange u.
Notice this great thing that Balaam did.
Munai chintu chine ne chakenza bala mechi.
It went on and finally ended in the coming of Judas Iscariot and Jesus.
Chakaye chende chitungunuka anukutungunuka nendekelwa byonso chakashikila modifika dia Judas ampongoloki ne Yesu.
What was it? Judas and Jesus was just exactly a figure of Cain and Abel.
Chivanchini Judas ne Yesu bavonu mene mene chimfanyi chakai ne Abele.
For as Judas was religious, so was Cain religious.
Bwalu anumuvo Judas mutendeledi amu, kemuvo kabidi Kaina mutendeledi.
Cain built an altar. He made a sacrifice.
Kaina wakasa choshelu, kulambula mulambu.
He worshipped God.
Kukukwile nzambi.
He was just as sincere in it as the other one was.
Mwikale nimejima toke onso mucho chachi anumva mukwendawo.
But you see, he didn't have the revelation of what the word was.
Kadino amonus kavoye yimupete dibulule diachivodi ito.
He thought it was Adam and Eve that eat some apples or some fruit.
Uvaye ujambile ni Adam and Eve bavo badje bimuma bia pom ani chimuma cha mushindu kampanda.
And Cain Abel by revelation know that was wrong.
Kadikaine abele kudibulula wakamaine achi jamafi.
It was the blood that brought him out, and he offered a lamb, and God testified his offering was right.
Mashi ke akaba patula ke kulambula mwana wa mukoko ke nzambi kufijila ye mulambu wenda ubujadikine ubomwakane.
Then he got jealous and tried to kill his brother. And as he killed his brother upon the same altar that his sacrifice died on, the lamb died upon the altar. So did Judas Iscariot betray Jesus Christ upon the altar of God.
Yuda sampongoloki wakatungile Yesu Kristo pachoshe luchanzambi.
And killed him just as Cain killed Abel.
Ne wakamushipa anumuva Kaini na mushipa Abele.
Because Cain was the seed of discrepancy.
Mwalu Kaina uvadiminu diadipanga kanangana.
And so was Balaam, the hireling prophet, a man who ought to know better.
Ke mwakadi Balaam makabidi. Mu profeta wadi futuawu, muntu voni chakwekale mumanye bimpe bia mene mene.
And God warned him through signs and wonders, and even a mule speaking in unknown tongues.
Wabu alunzambi mumudi muije, kubimanyinu ne malu akukema, ne kampundu kine kakule mumiakulu mienyi.
And still he went right on just the same.
Kajina ashana nku, yeye kuya nukuya.
He was born to be a sower of the discrepancy.
And
if Jesus predicted this age to end up in the greatest discrepancy that ever was,
Nenku vikala bine Yesu wakadi anjila kwamba ne chikondo echi, ne chikajikile kudikala dipanga kanangana dia ditambabune ne diakacha.
The lady of seeing church age, lukewarm, that put him out of the church.
Chikondo cha ekelesia wala wadikia. Wachivumvu, urimumi patemu ekelesia.
How could it be anything else but that? Discrepancy.
Mwenye mudibimu wakwikala chinga chintu chidikachi dipanka nanganadi.
Certainly it is. It ends in that age.
Chabushu wa ndio di. Idudikashikile muchikondo achi.
And it was Cain and Abel again on Calvary.
Nenkuchivwa nkaine ni Abele chakabidi kukalvario.
Now I notice, as ever, as soon as Jesus went away, went into heaven, the Holy Spirit was sent back.
Mpindi yo mwanai, anubuko nsueku, Yesu mwenza anu uya, ubwele mujulu, nyuma mwimpepende, utumibwa.
That was the seed, the life giver, unto the word, as we spoke last night.
Kechi vajiminu achi, mufidi wa moyo kudiyi, bumutu vabambe makele dilolo.
It's the one that quickens the word.
Kiye yaudi ufululudiyi.
Quicken means brings to life.
The
genuine Holy Spirit only brings to life the word that it is. It won't bring a creed to life. It can't, because it's nothing of the creed. It is the life of the word of God, for it is God.
Moi wa didi anzambi, bolye yudi nzambi.
And it quickens that body.
Nwamo nwanyi, nenkuye yengudi ufulule mubidi awu.
Now notice, as they did.
Mpindye umanayi, buma kenza bo.
Then the Bible said, and John spoke to his children and said, little children.
Nenku, ne Bible mwamba ne, yunu wakakule ni bana bende, wamba ne bana bakese.
You have heard of the Antichrist, which was to come into the world.
Said
which already is in the world.
ne yeye mwini ukari pabuloba.
And it working in the children of disobedience.
Ne udi ukwa tamudimu mubana bachishiku.
Now that was long about 30 years after the coming of the Holy Ghost.
Pindye wa achichivua bubidimu makumi asatu na nkwa upanyi mapadifika janyuma mwimpe.
We find when the Holy Ghost come, the real seed.
Turitusangana ne fakalo nyuma mwimpe, diminu jabushu wadi.
Real life giver to the seed.
Mufidi wabushu wa wamoyi kudidiminu.
Then here comes that discrepancy in again.
Fashisheke jipanga kanangana lididibwele chakabidiedi.
And notice, on it went.
Nenkumonai kekutungunu kadi.
It is the real word had been vindicated.
Edivone, diji lelele dikafo dimana kushindikibwa.
The prophets of old had vindicated the word of God to be the truth as they went down.
Ba profeta bakalabu bakavaba shindikene didi anzambi divabulelela pavaba benda bashilangana apu.
If anybody ever read the Nicaea Council or the pre-Nicaea Council,
montu ye yan mubale nsangilwa nise, ayi nsangilwa kumpala kwa nise.
Them 15 days of bloody politics.
Matuku dikumini atanu ati didi cha mashau.
Well then, bunch of Romans down there wanted to bring in and make a denomination out of that church.
Hakaso musumbo wabena lomu au kuntu aku kubweje ni kuvwije kelesi ya audi ngumba.
Prophets came in wrapped in sheepskin eating herbs.
Ba profeta bakalomu. Bari jingile bisababu ya mikoko, bajabi sosa.
And stood for that word. But what did it do?
Kadi kwima yina budi ya di. Kadi cha kenza nchinyi.
It had to be like Cain. It had to be like Abel. One had to die. Certainly it did.
Biaka kengele bikele bu kaina. Biaka kengele bikele bu abele. Bikele umu afwe. Chabushua. Kema kenze kabi.
And the word lost its influence amongst the people.
Ke di ikujimija di. Buenze jibwa di munkechi mwabantu.
And they all voted out the true word and took in dogmas of discrepancy of the early Catholic Church.
Ke bobo kwele tukanda. Babenga didi lelele ne kubwe jabo bilele bisuika bia dipanga kanangana dia ekelesi wa katoliko wa kumpala.
They added a pope, they added a bishop, they added this, that, the other.
Kusa kijilabo papa, kusa kijilabo mwepiskopo, kusa kijilabo bikampanda, bikansanga ne bikankenga.
They've taken away the real true meaning of Peter and of Mary and all the rest of them and made idols.
Kumushabo jumvu ije jelele dia petelo, ne dia Maria, ne bikwabo bidibishale.
Made nothing but just a pagan ceremony out of so-called Christian religion.
Nengu cha kenza boka chivo chinga chintu, anujenza jamishinga, yabampanganu, miangatamun tendelelu ya, chena kilisto cha mukanachi au.
What was it? Seed of discrepancy and organized.
Chivo nchinyi, diminu jadipanga kanangana, ke kujenza bobulongolo di.
Organized for the first time on earth, a church.
Kudienza bubulongolo di, mamusangu wanzanzanza pabulobebu ekelesia.
What was it?
Chivonchinyi.
That seed of discrepancy that started sowing, something adding to, taken away.
Diminuadi di adipanga kanangana di akabanga kumyamina, kantu kampanda kasa kijila kumushila.
Who ever heard in the Bible not eat meat on Friday?
Nganyu ukari kumumwe mu Bible ne kabene mwakudia munyenye muditanu.
Whoever you heard in the Bible of anything of sprinkling instead of baptizing in mercy.
Nanyu ukari kumumva mu Bible chintu pachine kumyami nangana kwa mai pamutu pakubatiza kwenyije mu mai.
Whoever heard of those things, a Hail Mary or something.
Nanyu ukari kumumva bintu bya mushindu au ne moya u Maria ain chintu kampand.
Whoever heard of some of this rotten Tommy rot of these Protestants too. Pot can't call kettle greasy.
Nganyu ukari kumumvo bimo bia kubintu bibole bia budingi dingi bia bene mishonya baby. Bobo pabu. Lwesu lwa mishila kalona mwakupenda mbidi kawadi fikila kafe mudie mula matema futa pambidi to.
Right. Just guilty of the least is guilty of the whole.
Chabushua. Tijanune. Mula kensupu mudie.
Who ever heard of God ever dealing in an organization? Show me one time it won't ever organize and ever stayed alive.
Nganyu ukadi kumumvu nzambi ukwatamudimu. Bubulongolo di kampand. Anjindeja yumusangu nanshe umwe ukadi ku umwe pele mudienza bulongolo di kariku shala ni moi.
They died immediately and never did rise again.
Ivo yifadi akamwe kai chiku mwakujuka kabirito.
It's time that something takes place.
It's
time for God to move.
To
kill the influence amongst the
people. Same
thing's been done today.
They
kill the influence. Said, oh, that bunch of holy rollers is nothing to them. What's discrepancy? Meet the word face to face and see what it is. See if God interprets his own word.
God's able
these stones to rise children of Abraham.
Zambi mukumba ne bwakuma bwa kujudi la Abraham bana.
The word had been thoroughly vindicated by them early Christians.
Amen. Didi kavo dishindikibwe jonso kudi bene Kristo ba kuchibangijulu abu.
How God delivered them from everything and diseases, and they had prophets and they spoke in tongues.
Mushindu akaba sungila Zambi kubintu byonso ne kuma sama ne kuba boni ba profeta ba kula mumyakulu.
Interpreted and gave messages that proved to be exactly the truth every time.
Bayanda muna, bafileme kenge achi profeta, ivo ijadi kibo misango yonso ne ivo anubulele la bwa mene mene.
But in the face of all that vindicated word, the people voted it out.
Kadidi di shindika di mweneka nubilenga bantu kwele tukanda bwa kudibenga.
And voted a denomination.
Kusungula bodi ngumba.
That's the mother of all organizations. Both are fully matured now. They started seeding again. It died out, but it bloomed again in the days of Luther.
As we know from the
former message on the morning of the breakfast.
Bumutu di mamanya ku diisha di amusang mushala mwa behu mudiri di amudinda.
It bloomed out in the day of Luther.
Diodi kwele bilongo muditu gida Luther.
Now what did they do? Immediately after that great man died, they made an organization.
Bindi ewu cha kenza bon chinyi. Menza ni muntu mune na ufwa. Bubo kwenza bulongo lodi.
It bloomed out and again in the days of John Wesley.
Diodi kwele bilongo cha kabiri mutu kwa John Wesley.
When them Anglicans with all their eternal securities.
Everything
had bounded up into a place to what almost universalism, and what happened? God raised up a man named John Wesley and slayed the whole thing. And as soon as he died, him and Asbury and them, what happened?
Kadi mwenza anuufwa, yeye ni Asbury ni bakwabo, chakenze kanchinyi.
They organized and now they got all kinds of Methodists.
Kudi enza bubulongolo di, nengo patu di toa kulangana pa, nukadi ne ba Methodista ba mishindo ni mishindo.
Then along come one or the other, Alexander Campbell, John Smith, and what more?
Kepa shishe kuloku umwe animu kwabo, Alexander Campbell, John Smith, ni bakwabo ni mbanganya pa.
Finally, all broke the Pentecost, coming out of all of it.
Ndekelwa bionso kempente udi ubaike u upatukile mubionso abi.
What happened then? They did run well. What did hinder you?
Chalu kwenze kafashi shenchini. Vobanye manu bimpe. Chalu kunu pangi shenchini.
You went right back in the same mud you come out of.
Nudi balu kile buludi mubitochi bimobima munu vobapatukamu.
Right back in the same slop. Went back to discrepancy and to make organizations you had to compromise on the word.
And
every time God has sent something new, you couldn't receive it.
Right.
Discrepancy again. And notice, as I said the other day, that first little husk had come forth from this root.
Nenkumonai. Anamumva ngamba di tukwadi. Kazubuzubuka kesa kakumpala kadika fumina kumuje u aku.
Comes up into the leaves and up into the tassel.
Kadika banjila muma bejine kabanjila mumwepu.
Then back into the stalk again, it comes out. That little husk of wheat almost looks like the grain itself. And we thought it was, but when he opened up, there's no grain there at all. It's only a supporter for the grain to grow by. And it dies also, and the life goes right out of it and goes into the grain. Notice, so they call the churches that sold. We find out today that our so-called churches, even our Pentecostals, we went out. We couldn't be satisfied. We had to make groups of our own. Everything come up, we had to have this, we had to have this, we had to have another group.
Bintu byonso bijuka, bigenele tuetu, tukale ni chikampanda, bigenele tukale ni chikansanga, bigenele tukale ni kasumbu kakwabo.
This fellow raised up, said, he's coming in a white cloud.
Nenku, eumulu miyana ujuka, wambane, uluala paditu diktoke.
There's an eye, he's coming on a white horse.
Mukwa wapendeni, uluala pakabalu katoke.
All right, we'll make two groups.
Eyo, netu enze tusumbu tubidi.
What is it? Sowing out discrepancy.
Nomonus. Nchinchinachi. Jimiamine jajipanga kanangana.
When he comes, whatever it is, he'll interpret his own word when he comes.
Falo yefinapu, chonso chikala kuachi, yene umfuzi di dende yeye mwine palo ye.
Let's wait till that time.
Tuetu twindi laito ni padine di bad.
Catch the talking about that, you don't even get the message of the day. Always pointing to what God's going to do or what he has done and ignoring what he's doing.
Unvoye. Hano jinuwa kula babi na abi. Kana na nanshe nunvo mkenji wadi tukuto. Mujinu funkuna misangu yonso. Anu kuchikala nzambi mwa kwenza. Anu kuchikari ye mwenza. Kadi wapange kumanya tidiye munkachi mwa kwenza.
That's the way we get discrepancies in it.
Mushindu au kewu tulitubwe jamu dipanga kanangana.
Now we notice that today our churches.
Pindye wu tulitumana nilelu ewu ne ekelesia yetu.
Are all of our churches has sowed to the winds and are reaping the whirlwind. We don't have the prayer meetings. We don't have the services we used to have.
Ekelesia yetu yonso. Yonso mimiami ne lupepele ne ikari no omvunda. Katu chene ni masangisha amilo omboto. Katu chene tuenza masangisha atuwa ni chibilu cha kwenze to.
What's the matter?
Mbolka yabu.
We've let down the bars on everything.
Tukari balekelele bibi buashi mubionso.
Look even our Pentecostal churches. Sitting full of bob-haired women.
Tangila ina shakwe kelesia yetu ya benam pentamine. Ikari miulan tente ni bakashi badinen suki mi bibula.
That used to not be permitted.
Hachi kachivoku changishi wapachibijuli nasha.
Painted faces. Wearing fingernail polishes. All kind of stuff.
Kui sukulaba bilabu. Nzadi milaba yine. Bintu ya mishindu yonso.
You know, man out here with like Rickies and so forth. Married three or four times and deacons. Oh, what a discrepancy.
Upeta muntu mulu mapambe luapane. Bienzi bubariki ni bikwabo. Mubwele mudiba kamisangu isatuanyi inayi. Ne, bina abu bika le balami. Ka, dipanga kanangana ka isuwe.
It's filth.
Mbukoya.
How do they do it? God wouldn't have in his church. They have to go to an organization to get into it.
Mbadiba bienzi bishi. Nzambi kimu so kwikala nabi mwekelesi wende to. Bikengele baye kubulongo di kampanda bwa kubwela mu.
Somebody afraid to say something about it cause you'd be kicked out of the organization.
Muntu uchine bwa kwamba bwa lu kampanda pabidi bitangile malwa. Bwa lu mbafo yine kumu ipata mubulongo lo di amu.
God give us man who's not connected with nothing but God and his word that'll tell the truth about it.
Zambi tupesha kubantu badikaba ibasuka kanene chintu na asechi mweto. Bakumusha nzambi ne di idende. Bikale mwa kwamba bulele le pabio biabi.
Exactly what we need.
Kechi di chutu kengele mene mene nchachi.
What have we done? So discrepancy.
Chitu gari tuetu benza nchenye. Bamiami ne dipanga kanangana.
We've sowed to the winds and now we're reaping the whirlwind.
Tukari bamiami ne mpefele. Karipindie utukari tunawomvunda.
Notice that they're now being gathered together for the burning.
Monaine bakadi mpindiewu basangi shibwa kabaka mwe bwakoshi bobo.
Did you notice Jesus said first, gather them together?
Nukava mumonene, Yesu mwamba ne diambedi, lusangi shai kabaka mwe.
Bundle them. Then put all the bundles in one pile, now burn them.
Nulusuike tusumbu tusumbu, pashishen wile tusumbu tonswa tu umushiki mwepele, kadindo kulosha.
There's a little bundle called Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran.
Kurika sumbu kakesi bakabikilene, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran.
They're all gathered together in the World Council of Churches.
Bonsoir, bubadi badisanga kabaka mwe, monsangi luwa maikelesi ya wabula bubujima.
What is it? Gather them first.
Nchinyachi, lusangi shahidi ambedi.
Hallelujah. Did you notice? He gathers the carriers first.
Hallelujah. Nukava mwanane, yeye udu sangi selupele jambedi.
Gets them away from the wheat. Separates them.
Uluseme kule ne ble, ubitapulula.
Gather them together and burn them.
Lusangi shayikaba kamwe, kadi nuloshe.
They're all to be burned for the judgments of God for sowing discrepancy among the people.
Bajine chakoshi bobonso, ne manyoka nzambi.
Things that say having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof.
Bintu bidibo, bikalene mwenekelu wadifana dianzambi, kadibikala babenga kuitaba bukola bwadi.
Denying the word just to hold up some religious right.
Babenga kuitaba diyi, anubwa kuikala bakwate kumiki ya kampanda ya ntendelelu.
Some dogma that somebody's injected in, trying to put in the word of God, it won't work.
Ya bile libisu ika bidi muntu kampanda mubwejemu utete bakubiela mudi dianzambi kabya kukumbana to.
It's a discrepancy.
Ndipanga kanangana.
I screamed today as it was the great prophet of long ago, Amos.
Ndingele lubile lelwe wu bumuvabi mu profeta munene wakalekale wawa Amos.
When he come down in that city, he said, I'm not a prophet nor a son of a prophet.
Pakapweka ye kubwele muchimenga chi kwambene. Nchana mu profeta to, anye mwana wa mu profeta.
But if the lion roars, who can but fear?
Kadintambo yeye mukungule, wabenga kukwa chika bowa kenganyi.
He said, when God speaks, who can but prophesy?
Kwamba yene, paninzambi wakula, wabenga kwamba chi profeta kenganyi.
He predicted judgment upon that generation and said, the very God that you claim to serve will destroy you.
Wawudi anjila kwamba dinyoka, paluko ngwalu, wambane, anumina nzambi unu jinunulaka mukana nwambani. Unu di nukwa chile mudi mwawu ke wanu butula.
You put this as on tape. You remember.
Funda yechi. Chilipamuka ba wameyi. Ne nukala ba vuluke.
The very God that these people now that's gathering all this great big harvest of World Council of Churches.
Anumina nzambi udi bantuaba badimpindye umunkachi mwakudi sanga bonso mujina wajine na edidia.
And you're going to have to go into it. You can't stay out of it.
You're
either going to be in a business, get out of it, or you're going into it.
It
ain't going to be no middle ground.
It'll
be the mark of the beast. No man can buy or sell except he that has the mark.
Kakwena muntu mufanyine kusumba anyi kusumbisha pakumusha ewu ujini chimanyu wachi.
Or it's got the discrepancy.
Anyi ujine jipanga kanangana.
Now stay out of it.
Mpindi ewu shala ipambelu pachochachi.
Get out of it. Flee it.
Fatuka yimu. Chinyema yi.
Stay away from it.
Shala ikulenachi.
The God that they claim their servant will destroy and the great God of love.
Nzambi mwine udibo balaka mukana bambani udibo bakwachile mudimu au kewa babutula. Zambi mwenye wadina ngao.
Who won't, said, well, Jesus prayed that we should all be one.
Wikala kaimwa. Bafo bambane, Yesu wakasambile buwane, bifo bikengele tuetu kwikala umwe.
Then he also said, how can you walk together, two walk together to be agreed?
Fashe ye wakamba kabidine, mwenye munu di mwakwende la pamwe, babidi bende la pamwe, pikala bo kaba yiwa punga diyi.
He said, one like he and the Father are one.
Wakamba ne umwe. Mudi yeye ni tatu bikala umwe.
And the Father was the Word and He was the Word made manifest.
Ne tatu uvadi. Ne yeye uvadi di mwene shibwe.
He was one with the Father.
Yeye uvo umwe ni tatu.
Because he was the manifestation of God's promised word.
Bwalu yeye uvo dimwe ne shibwa dia dijila ya Zambi.
And so is it today or any other day.
Nenkuke mudibika bidilelwe u ani tukujukwa bodyonso.
Yes, sir. The God is one. He wants us to be one.
Eye wasumukalenga. Zambia uji umwe. Muso tuwe tutukele umwe.
How can this be one? This and denying the virgin birth.
Mwenye mudi e umu akwikale umwe. E umu ikale ubenga kuitaba jile di bwadi akudi virgo.
And this don't deny divine healing and this, that, all of them in a mess like that.
Ne e uka yu itaba. Ubenga kuitaba jondo padi akudi nzambi. Ne chikampanda, chikansanga. Bonso wabubikale mchimvundu cha mshindu awo.
Some of them even don't even believe in God. Believe it was the Son of God.
Bamwe bakudiboka ba ina nshabi itabuje nzambi to. Kabayi bitabuje ni yeye uvo mwana wa nzambi to.
Believe it was the Son of Joseph called the Son of God.
Bikale bitabuje ni yeye uvo mwana wa Yosefu. Ubikidibo ni mwana wa nzambi.
Certainly. The twin brother to the Lutheran Swinglis believe that.
Chabushua. Dipase diaba Lutherien. Bene Zwingli. Batubi itabuje chua chachi.
That he was absolutely just a good man.
Ne yeye uvo anumuntu wetu wa mwimpeu.
The Christian Science said he was a prophet, just an ordinary man.
Bene science kretene mbamba bobo ni yeye uvon mu prophet anumuntu wetu apatupe u.
He wasn't divine.
Ne yeye kavanzambi to.
Well, if he wasn't divine, he's the greatest deceiver the world ever had.
Muna spikala bini yeye kavanzambi to. Yeye kadike muse swishanga nyumune ne utuba pabulo baka bayi banji kupeta kukacha to.
He was God or he was nothing.
Ani yeye uvanzambi. Ani kapo chintu chine to.
He was divine. He was deity himself made flesh among us.
Uvanzambi. Uvabunzambi. Yeye mwene. Banda mukemu bidi munkachu mwetu.
In the person of the Son of God.
Mu persona wa mwana wanzambi.
Certainly. That's what he was.
Chabushua. Kechu voye.
Now, we see the discrepancy has come in.
Mpindyeu. Turitumune nidipanga kanangana ndibwele.
We know that it's here. Nobody can deny it.
Tulibama ine didi mwabeu. Kakwene muntu na asho umwe. Uri mwakuvila achito.
Oh my. Just notice. He will destroy that group that claim they're serving God.
Ka ekele kele. Mwanayanu chana na. Yeina butule musumba udi. Ulakamukana wamba mudi u. Ukwa chila nzambi mudi mwawu.
You watch it.
Tangila ibualo abu.
God planted his seed.
Nzambi muku ne diminu jende.
I'm closing because it's time to start the prayer line.
Nkarinshi kisha bwalu dibida kanyi dia kubanga mulongo wa babedi.
God planted his seed and his seed is Christ.
Nzambi muku ne diminu jende nkilisto.
I'm going to preach on that in a few nights where God decided to put his name.
Nanyishi pa bwalu abu di nga jilolo. Mwabu di nzambi mwanga teripa nga dikaja kuteka jina jende.
Lord willing, maybe at one of the breakfasts when I have a little more time.
Mukalenga mwangishe. Mwapa mudidi ya kampanda ja mudinda.
Look, he is the only way of escape.
Monayi, ye kenjile umwepele wadipandukila.
He is the only true potentate. He's the only true God.
Yeye ke muko keshi mulele umwepele. Ye kenzambi mulele umwepele.
None other besides him.
Kaku yimuko abotofa kumusha yeye.
I am God and God alone, he said.
Meme kenzambi, nenzambi nkayanyi mwakamba ye.
Jesus said, this is the commandment. Hear you, O Israel, I'm the Lord your God, just one God.
Yes, wakambane. Didi tumandiedi. Teleja inonu izalela. Memake mukalenga nzambi wenu. Nzambi anumwepele.
I am he. Why do you look for another?
Memake ye yao. Chinu jinukebele mukwabu nchinyi.
Another will come. I come in my Father's name and you receive me not.
Mukwabu ne alue. Ndimule mudine dia tatu wanyi. Kadi kane nununga kijile to.
But another will come in his own name, and him you will receive. And they did it at Nicaea.
Kadimu kwa bonye alomudina dienda ye ye. Nengu ye yeu keuno akidila. Nengu ke chakenza bokuni se.
Are you a Christian? I'm Baptist. Are you a Christian? I'm Pentecost. Are you a Christian? I'm Methodist. Another name.
Uri mwana Kristo anyi. Meme ndi Baptist. Uri mwana Kristo anyi. Meme ndi mwana Penta. Uri mwana Kristo anyi. Meme ndi Methodist. Dina ya chanan.
But when it comes to that name of Jesus Christ.
Karipa kadi bine ndina ya didia Yesu Kristo.
They walk is as far from it as they can. They don't want nothing to do with it.
Baribu muka baseme na kule nadi ni mwabu monso. Kabi baso kwikala nadi bwaluto.
For he is the word. And the word declares itself.
Notice,
the only way of escape, he is the rose of Sharon.
Monai, njilo mwepele wadipandukila. Yeke rose wa Shalona.
The Bible said he was.
Muri Biblia mwamba neke chivoye.
Every title in the Bible of God belongs to Jesus Christ.
Mwanzo wonso mu Biblia wanzambi mwa Yesu Kristo.
He was Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeye uva Alpha Omega, chibangidilu nendekelu.
He that was, which is and shall come, the root and offspring of David.
E uva udi ne ulo alua mujine mutoloku wa Davidi.
Both root and offspring of David.
Bionso bibiri muji ne mutoloku wa Davidi.
The morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley.
Mutoto wa mudinda, rose wa Shalona, mbata wa mchibanda.
The Alpha Omega, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all in Jesus Christ.
Alpha Omega, tatu, mwana nyuma mwimpe, bionso mu Yesu Kristo.
He was the full manifestation of Jehovah God, made flesh to dwell among us.
Yeye ke uvodi mwene shibo mukabujima dia Yehovah Nzambi, mwanda mga mubidi, wakuso mamunkachi mwetu.
Exactly what he was.
Anu chivoye mene mene.
He was the rose of Sharon.
Uvo rose wa Shalona.
What did they do with the rose of Sharon?
Uvo benze chini rose wa Shalona.
They squeezed it out, mashed it out to get the perfume out of it.
Bovwa, bamukama, bamuzaza, bokupetela mu, mananashi.
A beautiful rose has to be squeezed down to get the perfume from the rose.
Chilongo chimpe cha rose, bidibi kengela, batizaze, bokupeta mananashi, akuchilongo achi cha rose.
That was a beautiful life, and there was a life lived like it, but it had to be squeezed out on Calvary.
Kechivo moyo mulenga kumona, kakufa kumoyo buo wauto.
See, they took the anointing of the rose of Sharon and put it up on Aaron.
Nwamonus, bofobangata manya rose wa Shalona, kadikwela alona.
He had to be anointed with that for to go in before the Lord in the holy place.
Bivobikengela kumwela bomanya chochachi, bokubwela ye kumpala kwa mukalenga mwaba wa chishila.
In the holy veil, he had to be anointed with the rose of Sharon.
Munda mwachilamba chikudika cha chijila. Bivubikengela kumwela bomanya chilongo cha rose wa Shalona.
To go in to sprinkle the mercy seat each year.
Bwakubwele ye, bwakumyami na mashi, pankwasa wangasa, kuchidimu ne kuchidimu.
And that anointing must be up on him, a sweet-smelling savior unto the Lord.
Nenkumanya u, avone cha kwikala pambidi pende, mupuye wadipembu dimpe bwamukalenga.
Packing the blood of the lamb before him after it also been sprinkled by the lamb.
Mwambule mashi amwana wa mukoko kumpala kwende. Fanyima pabamane kumumyami na pende, mina mashau amwana wa mukoko.
Pomegranates and bells around his garments, he had to walk a certain step playing holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Tu grenade ni tungonga tunyungulukile bilamba biende. Vobikengela wenda wele bidia mushindu kampanda. Tukele tujile tuamba wachijila, wachijila, wachijila kudimukaleng.
Notice, he is that rose of Sharon.
Monai, yeye ke rose wa Shalonau.
That sweet smelling savior, the anointing upon his people.
Mupu yahu wadipembu dimpahu. Mani pambili pachisamba chende.
You cannot come before him with any creed, any other thing, but anointed with that rose of Sharon. The word.
Kwene mwakulo kumpala kwende, ne tuitabai wa mushindu kana wonso, ne chintu chukwa wabu kana chonso to, anumwika le mulaba manya rose wa Shalona u, diyi.
He also is the lily of the valley.
Yeye ke udika bidi mbata wa muchibanda u.
Now how do you get opium?
Mpindye u, udupeta bwamba opium bishi.
You get opium when you take a lily and squeeze it out. You get the opium.
Urupeta opium, pa uriwanga tambata, kari kumukama, upeta opium.
Doctors use it in their laboratories.
Banga ngabuka patubenza nenda mudimu, mu bila ambidi biabu biamanga.
Take a man that's nervous and frustrated, or a woman, she feels like she's going to go crazy.
Angata muntu ujine mutu munyunguluke, ene mubinduluke, anye muntu mukaji, mwikale ujumvobuni ukadi ufala mukufa.
She's walking the floor and screaming. She's in hysterics.
When the wailambila, uduwamba kufumani chiji.
A doctor will take a little of his lily opium and push it into her arm or vein somewhere or his.
Ngangabuka ni angatandambu wabu angabuende ba opium wamba tabu karikumutu wa mujiboku anyi umujulu mwabakampanda anyi muntumulume.
And they quieten down.
udiwudituje.
It's all over for a while.
Bili bianje kumujika bionso bakatanchi.
But just as soon as that opium dies out, here they come again worse than they ever was.
Kadibwa ngabu ba opium, budibwa enzanu bu ba mutenduku bipitani pavabi.
But I'll tell you, friends, that's only a type of the genuine opium from the lily of the valley that I know.
Karinya nuambila balunda bany. Acho chidianu chimfu anchana na cha bwanga bulelele ba opium urufuma kumbata wa muchibanda undi meme mumanya.
He is the lily of the valley.
Yeye kembata wa muchibanda.
He was squeezed out on Calvary. He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes we were healed.
Wakakamibwa ku Calvario. Wakatapibo mputa wakushipa kwetu kwa mikenji. Kumibunda bunda yende twakondo pibwa.
In that squeezing out of the flowers, he was a flower. He's the greatest flower that ever grew.
Muachi, mudika madabilo ngadi, yeyo vachilongo. Yeye kebo chilongo cha chitamba bunene, chikavu kuchitoloke.
Was this lily of the valley and this great rose of Sharon.
Chivombata ewu wa muchibanda, ne rose wa shalo na munene ewu.
Now, he hangs tonight, spanned between heavens and earth.
Mpindye uye yawu, muku dikadi lolwedi. Mwala baja eku ni eku, panke chipa julu ne buloba.
I believe it was that time, brother, to take away the sin of the world and to bring healing back to the world. And the Bible said that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ngela meji, ye wakakudiki bua, chikondwachi, na mkwa usue, bua kumusha mpekatu, waba pabuloba. Ne kupinga jila ba pabuloba jondopa. Ne Biblia ujua mba ni yeye udi umwe umwa u. Makelele lelu toni kashidi.
Friend, when God told Moses in the wilderness, which was a type of him.
Mulunda wanyi. Wakambila nzambi Mose, mchifele. Chivwa nchimfwa ncha ye ya u.
To lift up a brass serpent.
Bwakuba ndishe nyoko wacha mchakabanda.
And brass represents sin. Judge, the serpent represents, the brass serpent represents sin already judged.
Ne chamu chakabanda, chichi leja mpekatu, mulumbuluisha. Nyoka uju uleja, nyoka wachamu chakabanda, uju uleja mpekatu, mumana kulumbuluisha.
As brass is divine judgment, like the brazen altar where the sacrifices is laid.
Bumu di chamu chakabanda, chidi dilumbuluisha, jakudinzambi. Bumu vachoshelu, chachamu chakabanda, pavabuba tekele milambu.
Also, Elijah looked up and he said, "The skies is like brass."
Ne Elia kabiri wakambula mesu ekwamba ne kulu kuva kwenze buchamu chakabanda.
Divine judgment upon an unbelieving nation that had backslid from God.
Dilumbulishi da kudinzambi paditunga jiva kadi di tabuja to di kale di to chimpinga jumuke kudinzambi.
Brass represents judgment, divine judgment.
Chamu chakabanda chichileja dilumbulisha da kudinzambi.
And the serpent represented sin already judged.
Nenyoka uvo uleja mpekatu mumana kulumbuluisha.
And Jesus was that serpent, made sin for us.
Ne Yesu ke uvo nyoka u muvijibwa mpekatu bwetu twetu.
And took the judgments of God upon him.
Ne mwanga tema nyoka nzambi pambidi pende.
He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity.
Wakata pibwa mputa, wakushipa kwetu kwa mikenji. Muzaza babubi bwetu.
The chastisement of our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Dinyoka divobwa ditalala dietu jagapona pambidi pende. Nekumi bunda bunda yende twakondo pibwa.
Oh, God's got his cabinet full of opium tonight for you.
Kan zambi sujini biro bienda bianga buka biulantente. Nibwanga ba opium dilolwedi bwebe wewe.
Christian friend.
Mulunda wanyi mwene Kristo.
You're sick and suffering.
Nya usama ni utakanyika.
All your weary is just too hard for you.
Ka uri muzengele bidani bikola bebwe wewe.
You can't stand it much longer.
Kuchena kabidi mwa kubitwala to.
You go wild in this modern day that we're living.
Ne upale mukupa muditukudia bwene lelu ditujine moyedi.
Did you just hear Lifeline tonight? Not what they said at Russia says in 55 that they'll absolutely take full control of the whole world.
Noafu muguditeleja Lifeline dilolwedi. Kwambi bone ne Russie uju ambane mu 55 kamu impata to bobone bangate bukontono nyi bonso babula bobujima.
Before that can happen, the rapture has to come.
Kumpala kwa achi kwenze kachi jambu ibodi ni chakulwa.
So how close is it, friend? It's right here, close now at hand.
Nenkuchikali babuipi mushindu kahi mulunda wany biri pa bwipi apa mene mene pa wele chanze chifika.
Won't you seek him tonight with all your heart? He is the lily of the valley.
Kwena kumuso kumukeba di lolwedi ni moyo webo onswanyi yeye kemba tawa muchibanda.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ne yeye uji umwe umwau makelele lelu toni kashidi.
He's here tonight to lift himself up among his people.
Iyo di mwabe uji lolwedi wakudi bandisha yeye mwine munkechi mwabantu bende.
Just like Moses lifted up the sin sign, judge, and not only sin, but sickness.
Anumwa kabandisha Mose, chima yinu cha mpekatu mulumbuluisha. Nekechi yanu mpekatu nkayende to, kajine di sama.
Remember, Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the brass serpent.
Vuluka ine, Yesu wakambane, anumwa kabandisha Mose nyoka wachamu cha kabandamu.
So must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Bia momu mwekebidi mwana wa muntu, ne bandishibwe.
What did Moses lift it up for?
Mose, wakamu bandisha bwachinyi.
For sin, unbelief, and for sickness.
Bwampekatu, bupidia, ne bwadisama.
Jesus is lifted up also for sin, sickness, and unbelief.
Yesu pende wakabandishibwa, bwampekatu, disama, ne bupidia.
He was the same thing.
Yeye uvachitu chimochimwachi.
Now tonight, in the days when we got this great discrepancy.
Mpindyeu, dilo lwedi. Mumine matukwatu di bapeta di pangakananga ndine na edia.
Jesus Christ promised in Luke that in the days of the before the coming of the Lord.
Yesu Kristo wakala ya mulukane. Mumatukwa kumpala kwa julia dia mukalenge.
Would be like it was in the days of Sodom.
Nebi kalebu mwakadi bi mumatukwa Sodoma.
And when the Son of Man would reveal himself.
Nepikele mwana wa muntu mwakudi bulula yeye mwene.
Like the Son of Man revealed himself to Abraham down there. Elohim.
Bumu vamwana wa muntu mudibulula yeye mwine kwa kakuri Abraham. Elohim.
God made flesh among people.
Nzambi mwanda mukemu bidi munkachi mwabantu.
And dwelt there with Abraham and showed him, told him what Sarah was thinking of, sitting behind him in the tent.
Ni wakasomba kuntu akuni Abraham. Ni wakamuleja, wakamuambila bivwa Sarah ujambila. Musombe panyi mapenda, muntenta.
That he had never seen.
Uvoye kacha kayimwanju kumona.
Told her what she and called her name Sarah.
Wakamwambile bivoye ni wakamutela mudina ne Sarah.
Abraham, not his name Abram he started out with, but Abraham.
Abraham. Kachi idende dina dia Abram. Dia kapatuka idina dia adito. Kadi Abraham.
Not Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, but S-A-R-A-H. Where is thy wife, Sarah?
Kai Sarai, S-A-R-A-I, to. Kadi S-A-R-A-H. Muka jeba Sarah ujifenyi.
Said she's in the tent behind you.
Yeye ni, nyao muntenta, nufanyo pebabu.
Said I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And she laughed. He said, why did she laugh?
Yeye ne, nenu mwerekele, bilo de shile chikondo chamoyi.
Now Jesus said, just before this great discrepancy is gathered and burned.
Mpindeu, Yesu wakamba ne, anukumpala mene mene kwa di panga kanangana di nene di kusangi shibwadi ne ko shibwadi.
That the Son of Man will reveal himself in the same manner as he did then.
Mwana wa muntu ne adibulu le yeye mwine mumushindu mwe umwe wa kenze ichikondwa cha wu.
And that's what is it? It's a lifting up afresh before you.
Ne nkwachi chidi, ntinyachi, ndibandi shibwa chakabidi kumpalo kwenu nwenu.
That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ne Yesu Kristo uji umwe umwe au makelele lelu toni kashidi.
Do you believe it?
Nuji nwitebuja na nkwanyi.
Let us bow our heads then for prayer.
Na nkutunyika imitu yetu bwa kusambila.
Dear God.
Nzambi munanga.
We love you. Your word is so foodful with us, Lord.
Tudibakunange, didie benjula ntente mene ni chakudia boitutue tumukalenge.
We just love it. We live by it, Lord.
Tudibajunanga be, tujini moyo kudio diadi mukalenge.
It seems that our capacity is never sufficient.
Mimwenekene buwe tubukole kachakabutuku bukumbane to.
We just love to sit at your table.
Tudibanange anukwikala basombe kumeseba.
Around your word and enjoy the blessings.
Banyungulukile didieba, bikale tusankila mabenesha.
Lord, when we come together like us, brothers and sisters.
Mukalenga patudi tudisangisha mushindwe u. Banabetu babalumani babakaji.
who's been blood bought by the Son of God?
Bakasumbi bokumashi kudi mwana wa Nzambi.
Who is the purchase of your blood?
Badi chintu chisumba kumashi ebe.
And we come here tonight, Lord, we've dedicated these nights for praying for the sick.
Nankutuli balo mwabe ujilo lwedi mukalenge balambule dilolu nedilolu jamatukwa bwa disambi jila babedi.
And according to the scriptures, you said that by the stripes we were healed.
Nebilonde shelemi fundu we wakamba ne kumi bunda bunda twakondo fibwa.
It isn't necessary to pray then.
Kabi chena mena kabidi bikengela bwa kusambile to.
Only confess our sins.
Anukutonda mpekatu yetu.
For by your stripes we were, past tense, healed.
Bwalu kumi bunda bunda yebe tukadi chikondo chishale bondo pibwe.
Oh, what a day of salvation.
Ka nditugu ka ifudia disungi di boswe.
What a promise by Emmanuel.
Mulai kai. Ka yeu wa kuri Emmanuel suwe.
That is certainly truth.
Mwane chocha chimbulele bwa mene mene.
You said a little while and the world won't see me no more. Yet you'll see me for I.
We wakambane mumutanchi mukeseu bapa buloba kaba kumwala kabidito. Kadinwe nune numone bwalu meme.
The personal pronoun of I.
Mupinga nyumuleji muntu meme.
I will be with you even in you to the end of the world.
Meme nengi kala nenu ni munda mwenu mene to ne kunde kelu kwa buloba.
And at the end of the time, this great consummation.
Nengu kunde kelu kwa chikondo. Di kumba na jinele jamalu on swedi.
You said just before it happens.
We wakamba kumpa lemene kwa kwenze kabi.
It'll be just like before the fire fell in Sodom and burned up the Gentile world.
Nene bi kala mene mene anubu mwakadibi kumpa la kwa kapia kupona ku musodoma. Neko shaku kushidisha buloba bwa bisama bya bende.
That there would come a revelation again of the Son of Man just like it was at Sodom.
Nene kulwe chakabidi dibulu dibwa dia mwana wa muntu anu mene mene mwakadibi ku Sodoma.
Father, may the people not miss it. I pray.
Tatu swa kubwa bantu kabapangi kumunachito. Nenkunji ndomba.
God, it's a crude little thing. If I said wrong, forgive me. Pull it into a gear.
Nzambi, bienze bu kachintuka kesanu nibushima buwaku. Pikala bine ndi muambe chachana na wanfokuluse nkokange elebiteshi.
I love him, Lord. I pray that they won't miss it.
Ndi mubanange mukalenge. Ndi ndomba bwa kabapangi kuchimoneto.
Let this be one of the great nights, Lord.
Echi chikaleku di mwedi akumalolo manene mukalenge.
May every sick, afflicted, blind, whatever it is in here, Lord, be healed tonight.
Swakubo mubedi yonso, mwene lutatu, mpofo, ninga nyonso udikumunde mwawu, mukalenge bondo pibo jilo lwedi.
May every sinner be saved.
Swakubo angenza mpekatu yonso asungidibwe.
Right in their hearts now, if they are unbeliever, may they accept Christ at this moment.
Animumyo iya bompindia umene, fikale ye mwene bupidia, swakubo yeye, akidile Kristo padi bedi.
Grant it, Father. It's all in your hands.
Tuenze le kubwalu abu tatu, bionso bidimu bianza biebe.
We commit ourselves to you, to see you come among us.
Nyewu tujilambula kudi, wakukumona ulo munga chumwetu.
And you said in St. John 14:12.
Newe wakamba muyone monsanto wajikumini inayi, vense wajikumini mbiji ne.
He that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
E udi ungi tabuja meme, bienze di bindi meme ngenze ye yene a bienze pende.
How we know that you made yourself known to the people.
Mushindu mwine utu di tuwe tu ababa manyene, waka di manyeshe wewe mwine kudibantu.
For you was that prophet that Moses said that would raise up.
Bumu di bini wewe ke uvo mu profeta u, uvo mosa mwambe ne ajuke.
They hadn't had prophets for hundreds of years. Discrepancy was on every hand.
Kaba vaba peta ba profeta toku, kavo bidi munkama. Dipanga kananga na di kavo di tampa kena kunseka yonso.
But yet the word of God had to be fulfilled.
Kadipa abisibifu bikengele ni di anzambi di ule.
So the word become flesh and so did the discrepancy.
Ke di kwanda muka di mubidi, nidipanga kanangana padi.
And Father, we see it again today.
Nenkutatu nyeu tibi mona chakabidile lwanda yeu.
The discrepancy becoming one great big bundle.
Dipanga kanangana diende di shale tisumbu chine ne mene mene chumwepele.
And we see the word coming the same way.
Neturitu mona di diende di shale mushindo mwe mwau.
Bless us tonight, Father. We commit ourselves to you with your word. Whatever you have need for us to do, do with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We don't know what he said. Maybe he wanted to tell us something, so let's be real reverent.
Kato na bamanye chambi yeto, mufanyine kwekele ujinga kutuambile bwalu kampanda, nipana anku shalai anu mukanemu wakatanchi kakese chanana.
Behold, the hand of the Lord is here to save thee. Behold, the hand of the Lord is here to redeem thee, and to write thy name upon the Lamb's book of life. Believe ye the word of God, and obey it, and thou shalt have the peace of God upon thy soul, saith the Lord.
Amen. Did you ever read scripture where the enemy was coming?
Amen. Nukadi kubabale mufundu vomene lukuna mwikala ulwa.
And they were all gathered together and the enemy was such a great force.
Bobo pabo bikale badisangishe kabaka mwe. Nenkubobo mwene lukuna uvone bukole bwa kanzekele.
And the spirit of God fell upon a man.
Kenyo mwanzambi kwikila muntu mulu makampanda.
And told him, and he prophesied, and said, we're to go and lay in wait.
Kumwambila keye kwamba chi profeta, kwamba ye mwaba uvuwa ukengela kuya, ne kushala bale mine.
And they destroyed their enemy.
Kebobo kubutula, mweni lukuna wabu awu.
There it comes again. There's the place to destroy your enemy. See, take the hand of God.
Kecho chichulwala wakabidiachi. Mwabu wakubutuila mweni lukuna wenu ngo wawu, nwamonus.
The hand of God is Christ, of course, the Word.
So
take that in your hearts tonight. While we call the prayer line.
I believe
Billy give out prayer cards again today. Bees.
Ngele mejine Billy, mwabanye chakabidi tuarte tuadi sambile lelwe wu. B. Tuarte B.
Let's take B85.
Tuangata ibe makumi manda mukulu neitano.
We had 15 last night. We usually try to get about 15 a night.
Makelele dilolo tuobanga te dikumi ne tutano makelele dilolo. Tudi tajisha pachi bijulu bwa kuangata tutokudi kumi ne tutano dilolo dionso.
And hold your cards. We'll get them out.
Nenkweu kuatai tuarte tueno ne tutuangate mpindiewo.
Let's try about 15. 85 B like Branham. You know, B85 to 100.
Tuanja ikuteta ni 15 makumi manda mukulu ne itano B bu branama ndibamanye B kumukila kumakumi manda mukulu ne itano to nekulukama.
And let's see who has B85. Raise up your hand.
Nenkutudi tumone bi nganyu jine B makumi manda mukulu ne itano ele chanza muluton.
You're sure? Oh, in the back. All right, 85, come up.
We udi mutu shibone ka munda kero mama eyo makumi manda mukulu ne itano banjira kuneko.
Now my son, so that there might be strangers here, wouldn't know how this was done.
Mpindi umana nywa balume. Pananku nkufanya kwekala benyi mwa bewu, bafanya kupanga kumanya mudi bibi enjibwe.
My son comes down here or someone.
Mwana nywa balume utu kweka mwa bewu anyi mtu kampanda.
If he isn't able to come, Brother Borders, somebody else.
Monet Borders, muntu kampanda mukwabo.
Some man will come down and take these cards, 100 of them.
Muntu kampanda ne apweke, wangata tuartetu, luka malujima.
And stand them before the people and mix them up together.
Uimana kumpala kwa bantu, utuchompaka jatonso.
So therefore, he gives you a card. He can't tell you you're going to be up here on a platform.
Kebo achinyi padi ukupa karta. Kena ni mushindo wakukwambile ni ne ubande pachikumba cha kuchambilwe kuto.
He don't know that.
Kimu manya achito.
And neither do I know. I come at night, just pull out about 10 or 15 somewhere along in the cards.
na shame ma chene mwoma nyeto. Ndi meme mfike jilo lwadi, nkokanu di kumi ani, di kumi ni tutanu, chanana, mwaba kampanda, mutuar tamu.
That doesn't have one thing to do with your healing.
China, chika chene ni dipetangani ni jondo pipo jieba to.
You can sit right there.
Uliwe mwakusomba ni mwabao.
Look last night. How many of you were here last night? Let's see your hand.
Mwona ima kelele di lolo. Mbanyi bafo mwabe uma kelele di lolo. Tumode bichanza chebe.
How the people is this healed all out through the meeting?
Mushindu mwine vwa bantu bondo pibo miyaba yonso kuntu ajilu tone kundekele kwa disangishes.
Now, that was 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90.
Mpindye u, chiva makumi mwanda mukulu ne itanu, makumi mwanda mukulu ne isambombo, makumi mwanda mukulu ne mwanda mutekete, makumi mwanda mukulu ne mwanda mukulu, makumi mwanda mukulu ne chitema, makumi chitema.
Let's have them come right now.
Tu bafiki shayi mwabe u mpindye u mene.
B. 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90.
B. Makumi mwanda mukulu ne itanu, makumi mukulu ne isambombo, makumi mwanda mukulu ne mwanda mutekete, makumi mwanda mukulu ne mwanda mukulu, makumi mwanda mukulu ne chitema, makumi chitema.
I've been one.
Anumufu anyine kwikala umwe.
Surely, we need somebody's. Here's an elder, yes, that'd make it. 90,
90 to 100 now. 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98. Chabushua, tuli tujenga ne. Nenko muntu kampanda ye mwikale. Muko abonye u. Eyo. Au mufanyine kumba kukumba jabu alu abu. Maku michitema. Kumukile michitema to ne kuluka mpindye u. Ni umwe. Maku michitema ni ibidi. Makumichitema ni isatu, makumichitema ni inai, makumichitema ni itan, makumichitema ni sambombo, makumichitema ni mwanda mutekete, makumichitema ni mwanda mukulu, ma nechitema.
If you can't move, I see we got a couple of three wheelchairs here, now four of them I believe I can see.
Wewo kwini mushindo akutente mukato, po wikala, ndi mwanene tujini makalu abikala babidi asatu mwabe umpindyewu, anai majima, ngelemeji, mundi mwakumona.
If you got a prayer card, it's your number's called, you can't move, just raise your hand, we'll wheel it up here.
Pawe kalini karta kadi sambila, nomba udibu bikila u, mwi kala webe, kadi kwenye mushindo wa kutente mokato, ela nuchanza chaiba mulu, ne tukupuse mudi kalu adi, tukufikisha mwabeu.
And if you haven't got no prayer card, just sit there and pray and say, Lord Jesus, let it be me tonight.
Kadi wewe kui mupeta karta kadi sambila to, somba nukaba u, mwi kala u sambila wambane, mukalenga Yesu.
How many here doesn't have a prayer card? Raise up your hand.
Mbanga ni munde mu badikaba ini karta kadi sambila ele chanza cheba mulu.
Oh man! All right. Now let's just say this. I hope it don't sound sacrilegious.
Ka ekele kele. Eyo mpindi yao tamba yano echi ndi intekamene ne kacha kuikala bu kushipa kuachijila to.
But there's a little woman one time that didn't have a prayer card would say.
Kadi kuvua musangu kampanda muka jimuko abu uva kaini karta kadi sambile to. Mutriba fwa ina kwamba.
She went pressing through the crowd. She said, now listen close.
Kuya yuenda udifinda umusumba wabantu amu. Wamba ne mpinde uteleja ini tema.
If I can touch that man's garments, I'll be made well.
Mema muri dinga numulenga kubilamba bia muntu wa ne nguva bimpe.
How many knows the story?
Mbanga nyibribanya bwalu abu.
Right? And what did she do?
Eyo, kariwa kenza chinyi?
She touched him and went over and sat down.
Kumulenga ye, kumuka kariku ye kasomba.
And Jesus turned around, he knew where she was at. Is that right?
Ke Yesu kukudimuka, kumanya imuaba uvoye usanganyi ibua. Nchabusha wanyi.
He knew what her trouble was. Is that right?
Kumanya iluta tuluende. Nchabusha wanyi.
He knew what her trouble was, so he told her what her trouble was.
Kumanya iluta tuluende.
And she felt in her body that the blood issue had stopped. Is that right?
Nenkuyeye kumva ye mumbidi wende ne disama jamashi aluamunda di yakimana. Nchabusha wany.
Because why? She had touched him.
Bwachinyi, wakamulenga.
Now how many Christians here tonight that know according to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, that Jesus right now is a high priest?
Mpindye umbene kilisto bunyi kai mwabe ujilo lwedi, bariba manye bilonde silo ebelu, mukando wa ebelu, ne Yesu ujimpindye umene mwakuidi mune nao.
the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Is he? All right, if he is the same high priest, the same office, high priest, how would he act then? He'd act just the same as he did then. Do you believe that? He would act just the same as he did then. If you can believe that. All right.
Hey, yo.
How many believe that? Raise up your hands. I actually believe it.
All right.
Before they form the prayer line, let's have a prayer line out there.
Hey, yo. Kumpala kwa kwenza bumulongo wababedi. Tutu tuenza imulongo wababedi mwabawu.
I know he's here.
Ndimumanyine yeye udi mwabewu.
I feel his presence and I know that he's here.
Ndi nguvu bika di bwende. Ndimumanyine yeye udi mwabewu.
Prayer line ready. I was going to call out there. You just pray. Just look this way and pray. Just bleed. A little lady sitting here looking right at me. Sitting next to a lady that's got glasses on.
Loyaku. Mulongwa babedi wakumbanyanyi. Nkahombi kile badi papa baba. Sambila yi anu anuchanana. Tangila yi anulusekelu nusambile. Nuitabuja chanana. Ina banza musombe anumwabeu kache wantangile. Musombe kulusekelu ina banza uri mwasabine tewu.
Can't you see that hanging over that woman? Look here.
Kanuna kumu wakuchi mwane cho chachi. Chilembele lukumu tukwa muka jwa wanyi. Tangile kuneku.
She's suffering with heart trouble.
Nwamo nwanyi. Ujini disama jamoyi.
You believe that God will heal you?
Udi witabuji ni nzambi na kondo fanyi.
If you do, raise up your hand. That's what your trouble was.
Pukala mwitaba yele chansa cheba mulu. Ke luta tuluva na alu alu.
That's right. Now, if that was your trouble, raise up your hand so that people can see. Raise up your hand like that.
Nchabushua. Mpinje u. Fikala luta tulebe luvando alu alu. Ele chansa cheba mulu. Wabantu bamone. Ele chansa cheba mulu. Nunkwe u.
Now you don't have it no more now.
Mpindia kuchena nadi kabidi pindia uto.
Your faith made you well.
Ditabusha diebe jakondo fi.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeye uji umwe mwau makelelele lutoni kashidi.
Oh, there is a discrepancy.
Ka kudidipanga kanangana.
But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Kari Yesu Kristo uji umwe mwau makelelele lutoni kashidi.
I just keep praying. See, you don't have to be up here that you might know.
Echichidi. Pinje utungunuka yanu ni kusambila, no amonus. Kabini bikengela nu, babande kunekwe kuto, buwanu nukumanya.
Now this is a lady.
Pinje wina banzanye yewu.
As far as I know, I've never seen her in my life. She's just a woman standing here.
Bwakuda njimanya, nchitumwanji kumwona kuto kacha bandela. Yeye muntumuka jipenda nu, na nkumiwa na hafa.
And got a prayer card. And didn't know whether he's going to be called or not.
Mwikale ni karta kadi sambila, ne kavona ashamo mani ne neba mumbi kilani to.
Somebody just give you a prayer card and your number's called, so you just come up here. Is that right?
Muntu mukupe anu karta kadi sambila patupu, ne kuwewa weba number pende kubikiri boye, kwewe febe kubanda apa, nchabusha wanyi.
And I have no way of knowing what you are, who you are.
Ne mema mwine fanyi, chene ni mushindu wa kukumanya ne wewa mwine u, udi chinyi, udi nganyi.
Where you come from, what you want, nothing about it.
Kuri mufuma mpenyi, chiudi mene uke benchini to, chintu nashe chimwe pabalu abu.
I'm just a man. You're the woman.
Memenja numuntumu lima panyi na mkwawu, wepe muntumu kaji.
That's right. This same picture, come one time in the Bible, St. John the 4th chapter.
Nchabushua, chinfuanyi chimwe chimwe chichi chakalo musangu kampanda mu Bible, yone monsanto chapter 9.
I said, what'd you do, Brother Branham? Just saying.
Mpindiye uruambane, chiwenje nchenye mwane tubranam katanchaka.
A while ago, just pulled over in that little gear, see.
Katanchika apichaka. Ndi muko kakadi kwela nu biteshika kesa chana na nuamonus.
I don't know, see. He has to do it, I don't know.
Nchene mwane to, nuamonus. Yengu nini cha kuchenza. Eme nchene mwane to.
How did that woman out there, I never seen that woman in my life.
Mwini mwini muka jiwa wa mwenze. Eme nchitu mwanji kumwana kumuka jiwa wa to kachabandela.
She's a total stranger to me. I believe it was a woman.
Mwenyanu wa mene mene ukundi. Ngelemezi ni vomuntu muka ji.
Who is the person that's healed just now out there in the audience?
Muntu difuma kujondo piba mpindye wa unganyi mwamonaka mubateleji.
Are we strangers to one another? If that's right, wave your hand like this.
Udi mwa eyo. Turibon soka tuipa manyanga neto. Pikala chichabushua. Nyungusha chanza chebe mushindu ewu.
I never seen the woman, but she was sitting there believing.
Nwamo nwanyi. Chituku mwanji kumanya muka jwa wana kacha to. Kadia yevo musomba mwaba wawa mwita buje.
Now she touched something, didn't she?
Pindye walengi chintu kampanda. Kimo mwanyi.
It wouldn't do no good to touch me.
Kabifani mushinga bakundenga mema nansha.
But now can't you see that the Bible is exactly the word of God?
Karimpindye uu. Kanuna kumwakumwa nene Bible ndidi ya nzambi mene menanyi.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeye udi umwe umwe au. Makelele lelu tone kashidi.
We become tabernacles of that Holy Spirit, which is Christ.
Tudi tulua ma tabernacle anyuma mwimpa au. Udi kilisto.
See, that's the real seed.
Nwamo nwanyi. Kediminu jilele ndiadi.
Then if that real Holy Spirit gets into the real seed of the word.
Nenkupa di nyuma mwimpe mulelele au. Ubwele mudiminu jilelele ndiadi yi.
Not, it just won't take part of it because the devil uses that. You've got to take it all.
Kabi yi, kakwikala nuchitupa cha di ya di to. Bwalu diabulu, udi ukwata mudimune diyo di ya di. Bikengela, udi angata dionso.
Every word of it, because he's not half God, he's all God.
Wamonus, di dionso di ya diyo di ya di. Bwalu, ye ki nzambi chitupa to, udi nzambi mujima.
And that's what takes place.
Nwamo nwanyi. Nengu kechiri chenze kanchachi.
Now here's a woman, I've never seen her.
Mpindye u, muntu muka jinye ye u. Kacha nchitu mwanji kumumu na kuto.
Jesus found a woman like this one time.
Yes, wakasangana muntu muka jie anubumu diye mu musangu kampanda.
Maybe not the same condition.
Pamapa kayimungi kajilu umwe umwe uto.
I don't know.
Nchana mumanye.
And he's sitting at a well. He had need to go down to Samaria.
Nengu yeye uvumu sombe kuchine chama yi kampanda. Bivu bikengela bwa yeye, yeye kupweka kuye mu Samaria.
And we find out Samaria was under the hill.
Nengu turitu jandula ne Samaria uvo kuinshi kwa kakuna.
Or he's going to Jericho rather, and he went around by Samaria. And come to a city of Sychar.
Nengu yeye kufoye uya nkuyele kosue. Kadi yeye kunyunguluka kupichile mu Samaria. Ke kufika muchimenga cha Sikar.
And he sat down on the well and sent his disciples away for food.
Ke kusomba ye pachina chama yachi karikuta mabayidi bende buakuya kakebabo biakudia.
How many races of people are there in the world?
Bisamba biabantu bidibinga pabulobebu.
Three. Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people. We all come from Noah. The rest of the world was destroyed at that time.
Bisatu. Bene Ham. Bene Sem. Ni bene Yafete. Kwetu bonso tulibo fumini kuri Noah. Na yungu kwa bantu bakabu tulibwa musangu au.
Only three races people, that Jew, Gentile, and Samaritan, which was half Jew and Gentile. That's all the races is in the world.
Bisa tubia bantu, bena Yuda, babisa mbia bende, ne bena Samaria. Abubobo bafuwa chitu fa bena Yuda, chitu fa babisa mbia bende. Na yungu, kabisa mbionso, bichipabula mbio biabi.
Just three. Everything in God is perfect in three.
Nwamonus anubisatu. Bionso monzambi mbipu anganamu isatu.
Like these three, I was talking of tonight. Three stages of discrepancies.
Anumudi isatu ya buena imvua ngambajulo luedie yi. Bitu pabisatu bia dipanga kanangana.
Three stages of word made flesh, so forth.
Bitu pabisatu bia di yi dianda mukemu bidi nibiko abo.
Now, and he had talked to the Jews, told Philip.
Nwamo nwanyi, mpindye u, nengu yeye, yeye uvokule ni bena Yuda u, wakambile Filipo.
When he brought Nathaniel up, That where he was, said, I seen him when he was under the tree. He told Andrew, he brought Peter up, he said, your name is Simon. And you shall be called Peter from now on, said, you're the son of Jonas. See, now that was all Jews. But here he goes to a Gentile. Not a Gentile, but a Samaritan. Now is the Gentile's
time.
He never performed that one time to Gentiles.
Search
the scriptures, never. But he promised in Luke 22 that he would do it just before the coming.
Kenke tayo mifundu, kacha. Kariye wakalaya muluk makumi abidine ibidine. Vuma kuchenza kumpalamenemene kwadilwa.
But he sat down there, and here come a half Jew and Gentile out, a woman.
Kariye kusomba muabau kemuntu patukeu mikala.
And he said to her, woman, bring me a drink. She said, you shouldn't ask that so much. There's a segregation here. And you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. What was he doing? Contacting her spirit. And as soon as he found what her trouble was, well, he told her to go get her husband. She said she didn't have any. He said, that's right, you've had five. Now look, when the Pharisees seen him do that, right, that discrepancy, right amongst the word, what did they say?
Hey yo, dipanga kanangana di, anumunka chimwa di, mene mene, bobo bakamba chinyi.
They said this man's Beelzebub, a fortune teller.
Bakambani, eu montum Beelzebula, mwene luboku.
And Jesus said, whoever spoke that on the Holy Ghost when he come to do the same would never be forgiven.
Noma noanyi, ke Yesu kwambani, eu yonsu wakula na nkubu anyoma mwimpe, paluye kwenze chochi chimochimwechi, kabakumu fila kuluseto.
There's your discrepancy.
Kedipanga kanangana jenu njodi adi.
But he said he would forgive them because the Holy Spirit hadn't come. The sacrifice, the lamb hadn't died.
But
then the woman didn't think that. The woman said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. They hadn't had a prophet for hundreds of years. Said, I perceive you're a prophet. Now we know that Messiah, which is called the Christ, when he comes, that's what he's
going to
do.
Well,
if that's what he did, then he's the same yesterday. That's how he made himself known then.
Isn't it the
same thing today?
Amen.
Has to be. Now here is a woman and a man meets again. She's not that woman, I'm not that man.
Yeye ki nyeye mukaji auto, meme nchene muntu mulume auto.
But yet, the same Holy Spirit is here.
And
made the promise that the works that he did, we'd do the same thing in the days that the Son of Man would be revealed.
netuenze chintu chimochimwachi mumatuku abuludi bwa mwana wa muntu.
Now, not knowing you, and you know that's true.
Mpindiewu, nchimukumanyeto, newe urimumanyene nchabushua.
We're total strangers, and you're standing here.
Katwe nebamanyangana nashaka keseto, newe wanyawu urimuimana mwabewu.
There's something, maybe something wrong with you, maybe there's not, I don't know.
Kudiba mwe, kudimuwa kuikala chintu kampanda, chikuta chisha, pamuapa, kache nakuto, nchana mumanyeto.
But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me by His Holy Spirit, what is your trouble?
Karibu mukalenga Yesu mwakumbuluila kunyuma wende chilichukuta chishachi.
Will you believe then that it is the Son of God?
Padi badi ne witabuje ne achi mwana wa Nzambi.
And not a human being.
Mki muntu anyi.
This is just a hull, this tabernacle that God uses any who He has chosen.
E chichi diano chizubu chanana. E u tabernacle udi Nzambi ukwatenenda mudimu ehu. Yonso udiye pende musungulawu.
He does that by sovereign grace and election.
Yeye uli uchenza kungasa mudishika minene disungula.
So, but you believe, you will.
Pananku, kariwe itabuja. Ne witabuja anyi.
How many audience will believe it?
Mbanganyi, mubatelejemu bikala mwaku itabuja achi.
Here we both stand, right here before the light that we've never met in this life.
Nye utribonso wabilibima na mwabewu kumpala kwa abu kenke. Bwane, katu tu banje kusamba kena kuto kacha batulela.
Have no more idea who that woman is, what she is.
Nchena na shene chinga nyinganyi chani muka jumuina wawa nganyi ujichinyi.
Where she come from, what she wants.
Mufume penyi, chidiyu keba nchinyi to.
I've never seen her in my life.
Nchituku mwanji kumumona to kacha bandela.
No more than I ever seen that woman down there in my life.
Anumu dibine nchituku mwanji kumumona omuka jito kacha bandela.
But see, here's what I'm trying to get you to do.
Kadi, uri umona chinji nteta kukufikisha kudienza nchechi.
Get that discrepancy away from you now.
Kumusha dipanga kanangana di kudi mpindiewu.
And believe the word when the word is made flesh right here among us.
Ne kuita buja dii, vikala dii dianda mukemubidi afa mene munkachi mwetuemu.
The word becomes alive in our own flesh. That shows the presence of God.
Dii dididilua ni moyi mumubidi wetu tuwe tubine. Chikala chileja buika di bwanzambi.
I may he grant it to you.
Mpindiewu yeye angisha ku amwenza la bwalu abu.
She's wanting a worthy cause.
Uji ujinga chintu cha mushinga.
She's childless. She wants a baby.
Kena ni mwana to. Uji ujinga mwana.
She's about 40 years old. That's certainly not impossible.
Ukajine bidi mubi pachile kumakumia nai. Achi mubulele lakini chintu chidi mwakubenga kwenze kato.
They're sitting right out there now, women who are bearing all their life.
Nya uba sombe mwaba wawa. Mpindie weu. Baka jibava bankumba kacha babalela.
And come to the platform like this and the Lord give them children.
Kadimbalu anupa chibumba chia kuchambilu echi mushindu ewu mukalenga kadiku wa peshabana.
Some of you raise your hand out there that know.
Bamwe bakunu di badiba manye bualu abu ela ibianza mulu kunu di akutung.
See? I picked up a little darling girl the other day. Sunday after I left here.
Noamonuanyi. Vumombole kana kabaka ji kakese kimpe kumona dinga dituku mujalu mingu panyu pameme mumane kumukapa.
A Sunday afternoon.
Mumapinga ja amujalu mingu.
That her mother was barren, the Lord spoke.
Mamwende uvonkumba mukalenga ikwakula.
And the little girl, the sweetest little thing, is she here? Where's she at?
Nenku kana kakese kabaka jaku kana kakese kalenga kadikema karimwabe wanyi kadipenyi.
Here she is, right? You're sitting right down here. The mother sitting there. There's the little girl herself. See her?
Eyo, nko kwaka, loapa nenku, kasombe mwabe u, mamu waku, nyeye wa umusombe mwabe wawa, kana kabaka jaku, sinko kwaka, koko kine, nujibaka mwananyi.
She was a spoken word from God. Ah, will you believe him with all your heart?
Kavadi dia kula dia Nzambi. Pindiewu, ne umuita buja ni moyo webo onswanyi.
Do you believe that blessing that you have, that you feel in you now, has been God answering?
Uri wita buja ni dibenesha di ujinadi adi. diudi umvo munda mwewe mpinde wadi, nzambi udi mwanda munanyi.
If God would tell me what your name is so he could name the baby, would you believe?
Bunzambi mwakungambile dina diebe, po wama na mwakwinyika mwana au dina, uri mufanyina kuitabujanyi.
And Miss Thompson, you can go home and have your baby if you believe it with all your heart.
Nanku, Madamu Thompson, uri mwakwalu kila kwebe kumbelu upete mwana ebawu, pa uitabujanyi mwoyi webe wonso.
You believe with all your heart?
Uri uitabujanyi mwoyi webe wonso anyi.
Just have faith, don't doubt, just believe God.
Ika lanune dita buja, kwedi mpata to, ita buja wewa nzambi.
God is God.
Nzambi udi nzambi.
How do you do, sir?
Weto wa mkaleng.
I suppose we're strangers too.
Ningele mejine katu na baba nyangana to, tuetu petu.
The only time I ever seen you in my life as I know of.
Wanyusangua maria tambala wa kukumona ku kacha bandela, bokuja njimanya.
It was when you was coming there and I thought you were brother, Shaparin's uncle, Meshagan. Brother Meshagan, the singer, when you come by, and then I seen you going to the prayer line.
Mpawa avuende ulo kwa kena kapu, kememe kujambile ni uvoma sebende wa mwane tu Shakarian, anye ninganye Meshagan, mwane tu Meshagan, kangi mbao, pawa apichidika ba kapu, kepachishe mime kukumona uye kumulongwa babedi.
Now, being a stranger with you, and or to you,
mpindyeo, Bumundi mwenye nebe, ka anyi kudi.
And I, stranger, each way.
Ne meme mwikele mwenye, ne wewe ne meme.
Now, if the Lord Jesus will tell me something, maybe what you're wanting.
Mpindyeo, bumukele nga Yesu, mwa kungambile chintu kampanda chudi, chudi wewe, pa mwa pa chudi ujinga.
Let's just say that.
Tuanju kwamba nankwawu.
Tell me what you're wanting.
Kukwambile ne, Chinkampanda ungambile chudi ujinga.
Now he's already given it to you. The only thing is just enough faith to believe it.
Mpindyeo, Yesu nyawu kari mwane kukupesha chi. Chintu chumwepele chidianu ditabuja dikumbane wakuchi itabuja.
Now how many understands that?
Mpindyeo mbanganyi badibumvachi.
Just enough faith to believe that you get what you ask for.
Anu ditabuja dikumbane wakuchi itabuja ne uji upete chudi ulombachi.
Now, if you're up here wanting something, and he can tell me what your desire is.
No, amanuanyi. Mpindyeo. Pupikele mubanda mwabeu ujinga chintu kampanda. Niye imu wakungambile chidi dijinga diebe.
Then you know I don't know your desire. Then it has to be something here that's doing it.
Pina apu, mwe umwikele mumanye ne meme chene mumanye dijinga diebe to. Nengu chidine cha kwikele chintu kampanda mwabeu chikele chichenza.
Now, according to the word, he promised to do that. He knows the thoughts within their hearts.
Mpindyeo, bilonde shilediyi, yeye wakala yebo wakuchenza. Uvo umanya meji, avo mumyo yabo.
Is that right? All right. You have a great desire to be healed.
Nchabusho wanyi. Eyo, ujine dijenga jine nedi akondo pibwa.
One thing, you're suffering with a nervous condition. Real nervous.
Chintu chimwe. Ujine disama dia mutu unyunguluka bikole.
That's right. Another thing, you got a back trouble.
Nchabushua. Chintu chukwabo, ujine disama dia nyima.
And that back has been very bad for some time. You've even had an operation on it.
Ne nyima mwina u, mukusama bikole kukadi chikondo kampanda. Bakadi meneva kupande, yukupanda mwina nyima u.
That's thus saith the Lord. That's true.
Achichidi, emo, mudimukalenga wamba. Nchabushua.
That's right. And here's another thing. Your deep desire is you want to receive the baptism of the Spirit.
Nwamonus, nchabushua. Nenku kudichintu chikwabo. Dijenga diwidi nadi diandondo ndiane. Udi ujinga kupete di batiza dianyuma.
Come here. Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Nchabushua menemene. Luak mwabeu. Nzambi munanga. Mudina dia Yesu Kristo.
May this man be filled with the Holy Ghost before he leaves these grounds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sua kuba muntu eu, ujibu entente nenyuma mwimpe, kumpala kwa kumuka ye, mumuabeu, mujina da Yesu, amen.
Amen.
Just have faith, don't doubt.
Mpindye u, mupetaku, mwane tuwanyi, ikala nune dita buja kwa dimpata to.
How do you do?
Wetu au.
I suppose, as far as I know, that we're strangers one to the other.
ngela meji bwa kudya njimanya katona bamanyanga nato.
If that's right, well, so people know, just raise up your hand so they see we're strangers.
Pikala chi chabushwa monas bwa bantu kumanya bo ela nuchanza mulu chanana bwa bamanyene katona bamanyanga na.
I never see her in my life knowingly.
Njitu mwanji kumona kuto kacha bandela kudya njimanya.
I guess she never seen me unless it was out in the audience.
Nendinge la mejine yeye katu mwanji kumona kuto amba nu mumwene mubateleji mwa mwa.
Because the Heavenly Father knows, and here's his word laying here.
Walu tatwa mujulu mumanye, nekedi di enda didi, diteka mwabe wedi.
That I have never seen the woman knowingly in my life.
Bwane nchitu mwanji kumona kumuka jeuto kudya njimanya kacha bandela.
Therefore, I wouldn't know what you're here for.
Kebo achinyi, nchene mufanyi na kumanyane ujimuwa beu mbo achinyi to.
Have no idea who you are, what or nothing about you.
Nchene ne chinga nyinganyi chane wewe udinganyi, udichinyi, ayi ninchinyi ninchinyi pa bwalu bwebe to.
I couldn't tell you one thing.
Nchene mufanyi kukwambila bwalu na ashabu mweto.
One thing is just a gift.
Chintu chimwepele, ndipa chana ana.
If I can, as you heard me explain it a while ago.
Bumeme mwa. Bu mwa ngumvu ngumvu ije mutancheu.
Just move over here. What he says, what I see, I can say it. What he doesn't say.
Anukushia mwaba kuteleje chidiye wamba chinji mona ke chinji mwakwamba chidiye kai wamba to.
I cannot say. I'd say that in myself and it'd be wrong.
Chine mwakuchamba to. Ndi mufanyine kuchamba mumeme kari chifanyine kukele chachanana.
It'd be wrong.
No mwanyi. Chifanyine kukele chachanana.
But if he says it, absolutely right.
Karipi kalabini yeye ngudi uchamba nchabushwa kachi kwela mpata to.
It can never, it never has been wrong. It never will be wrong as long as it remains God.
Kache nmo kwikala, kachi tu kuchanji kwikala chachana na to. Kacha ja kwikala kuchachana na to. Parichi chishala anunzambi.
Because God cannot be wrong.
Nwamo nwanyi, nwamo nus, balunzambi kene mo kwamba chachana na to.
But if God can tell me what you want, what your desire is.
Karibu nzambi mwakungambile chiudi ukeba. Chididijinga diye bachi.
Or what you're here for, or something you've done, or something like that.
Anyi chiudi muvile mwabeu achi. Chintu chiudi mwenze. Anyi chintu kampanda chabuna mkwawu.
Or who you are, where you come from, or whatever he wants to tell me.
Aine we udi kampanda, udi mufine mwaba kampanda, ain chonsu chidiye musu kungambilachi.
You'd believe?
Udi mufine kuita bujanyi.
Thank you. One thing, you have trouble with your feet.
Tuasa kijila. Chintu chimwe, udi usama makasa.
Your feet bothers you.
Makasa adia kutachisha.
That's right, raise your hand. You have a lady's trouble, female disorder.
Achin chabusho wa. Jula chebe, ujini disama ya bakaji. Luta tu la bana bakaji.
And you've got a great desire in your heart.
Ne ujini dijinga dine ne mumoyi webe.
Because you've just lost somebody or something. It's a boy.
Walu di ufume kudijimija muntu anyi chintu kampanda. Mwana wabalume.
And your boy has left home, run away.
Ne mwane ba wabalume mwina u mumu ke kumbelu munye mamuye.
And you want me to pray that he'll return back. God in heaven sent her child to her.
Thank you.
Zambi wudi mujulu mutumina kumwane ndawu ne diondopa.
Let the Holy Spirit stop that young man on the road tonight and send him back to his mother in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nyuma mwimpe imanyika nsongolo mawu munjile dilo lwedi amwalu jekulima mwende mujina ja Yesu. Amen.
He who knows will send him back to you. Don't worry.
Yeye wujumumanya u kewa kutumina ye. Kulubaka jimejito.
Believe now. Don't doubt.
Ita bujampindye ukwedi mpatato.
Just have faith. All your heart. You believe and God will grant the rest of it.
Ika lanu edita buja. Nemoyo weba onso. We wujumita buja. Nenzambi ne afilebi kwa bubionso.
Now, just those three or four discernings, whatever it was, they.
Mpindiyo, ano dijingulula di misangu isatu anye nai ninchini chonsoachi, no amonus nkadi.
I just went to gets blind to me. I can't explain that.
Kadi mukafike kumushindwa chimfofomije. Chene makuchumvuje to?
There's no way to explain it.
Kakwena mushindwa kuchumvuje to?
You say you mean just that would worse than you preach there for 45 minutes or more? You think? Yes, sir.
Uriwambane. Uriuso kwambane. Anuachike chambi kunyanga byonso kupita kuyeshe kwa yeshi munda matusunsa makumyana yetu tanu anyi kupita apu aku kemuri wela meji eyos mukalenga.
If it's 3 hours, it wouldn't be that much.
Na shabubika la miyabasa tu kabifoma kwikala vipita mushindo auto.
A woman touched the garment of our Lord Jesus, and then people are not touching me.
Mugaji kampanda wakalenga chilamba cha mukalenga yesu. Nibantu abu uribo balenga kimema to.
Well, this woman here, just look here, she just, put your hands on. She just touched me all around, wouldn't do a thing.
Monas, muka jeu mwa beu, anjitangila mwa beu. Uvon mwa, teka bianza biebe pambidi panyapa. No monwany. Nya wandengi miaba yonso. Kimi fanyina kwenza bwa luto.
I'm just a man.
Me menja numuntu.
But she has to touch him.
Kadibi kegala mulenga yeye.
And I, by a gift, just goes, all myself goes away, and I just say what I see.
Nenkumeme kudipa, anu, tijana chumuka, meme mwine yonso mujima ngumuka, ni ngambanu bindi monabi.
And that's all. See, touching me doesn't mean a thing.
No monwanyi, kwa jiki, no monus, kundenga meme kakwene nechidiku chumvuja to.
But she touches Jesus through me.
Kadiudi ulenga Yesu kupitila kundi.
That's how that woman touched God through Jesus.
Mushindo au kevu muka jau mulenga nzambi kupitila ku Yesu.
When he didn't know what was the matter with her, she just touched his garment and went and sat down.
Pafoyeka imuma ine chivo chimuta chenchini to. Wakalenga nuchilamba chende chanana kuye ekusomba.
And he said, who touched me?
Keye kwamba ne wande nga unganyi.
And the apostle said, while everyone's touching you, why do you say that?
Keba apostolo kwamba ne kaka muntu ne muntu si ujanu kuleng. Uduwamba na nkubwa chini.
He said, but I perceive that virtue has gone from me.
Yeye ne, karisi nguvu bukole bupatuke mumeme.
Now you know what virtue is? Strength.
Mpendyeu, nutumama ini bukole chinyanyi. Dikanda.
He got weak on one woman touching him.
Wakasha la muteke tangana bwamuka juwe fele waka mulenga au.
And he was the Son of God.
Wabalu yeye uvo mwana wa Nzambi.
What about me, a sinner, saved by his grace?
Kariamba itu ngemeu, ngenza mpekatu, musu ngile kungaseu.
You know what's more?
Nujimamanya buachinyi bidibi abunyi kupita?
Because he said, these things that I do, shall you do also? More than this shall you do, for I go unto my Father.
Bwalu yeye wakambane, bintu bindi meme ngenzebi, nenu bienze fenu. Nenuweze biabunyi vipitebi, bolu meme ndinya kuditatu wanyi.
Greater, it said there, but the right Greek interpretation is more than this. What shall you do?
Bipitebu nene, mudichi chamba mwaba u. Kadidungu jilele jamu chena, gelika didine, nenuweze biabunyi vipitebi.
Now, the lady, I know not. I have known nothing about
it. Pindye u, inabanze u, chena mumanyeto. Chene ni chindi mumanyi na shechimwe bwende yeye to.
She's just as total stranger to me as the other people were.
Mwenye mene kundi anu mufuwa kwa bantu amu.
We're strangers to one another.
Katu anu bamanyanga na to.
So if the people know it, you might raise your hand and say, we are strangers.
Anu bwani bantu bamanyanga na mkwawu, soa kuwele chanza mulu, wambane, katu anu bamanyanga na to.
Now, the Son of God, if he one time met a woman in a little panoramic like this by a well.
Pindye u. Mwana wa Nzambi, pikala pine musangu kampanda yeye wakasamba kena, ni muntu mukaji muchifanyi kichilu chikese cha mushindu ewu, kulusekalo wachile cha mai.
And he talked to her just a moment, and he knew where her trouble was.
Ke kuyikila ye nende ndambu, ne kumanya ye mwabo voluta tuluende.
And he told her what her trouble was.
Ne kumuambile ye chivoluta tuluende.
And so she knew by that was the Messiah.
Ke au kumanyi kuchuo chachine uva Masia.
Now that... And you've touched me, I've touched you, nothing happened.
Mpindye u, undi, wandengi memeu, meme ngakulengi, chintu nashe chimwe, keche ichenzeke.
But if my faith by gift and your faith by believing in it,
kadibudita buja dianyi, kudipa,
can touch him and he can speak through us, to through me to you. Then you know that he's here like he was that well at Sychar.
Padi badi kai urumanya ni yeye au dimwabeu anumuvoye kuchina chicha chakusikaramu.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that?
Wamonwani yeye udumwe umwe au makelele lelo toni kashidi uditebusha nankwani.
You have so many troubles.
Ujine bintu bidibikuta chebuni chanana.
So many afflictions, complications.
Ntatubuni chanana ntatumiko jakane.
One of the main things that you want to be prayed for is arthritis.
Chimocha kubintu binene chiudi musobu akugusambijila ndisama jamanungu.
That's right. That right. You're stiffening up by arthritis.
Achi nchabushowa. Nchabushowani. Uri umakana ndisama jamanungu.
When you see you raise your arm and you did walk out kind of slow, the best of my remember.
Pa uri umona ujule diboko diebe. Kabidi uri mupatuke uri wenda bitekete.
Maybe just wait just a minute. Maybe something else can be said.
Pamoapa wanja nukwindi la kakese. Pamoapa chinto chukwa abo chirimo akwambibwa.
That'll take the. Our, you know, you feel things, people. You know, like a breath coming against it.
Chikala mo akwangata ani urimo manye utu unvo bintu kampanda bantu urimo manye chenze bumupu ya wamukana uliba kuchuluisha.
They say why he guessed that or you know like that.
Baribamba ne monas achi mubuke ani urimumanye mushindu awo.
But you seem to be a fine person. Just talk to me just a moment.
Kadi urimweka budi muntu wa malumimpe anja kula nani katanchi.
Let's stand here just a bit. Because I do think there's something else that's in your heart that you're wanting from God.
Tu anji tu imane bigma be uka kese. Boru njibule lengele mejine kuri chintu chukwa abo chidimumoyi webamu chiudi ukeba kuri Nzambi.
Now I cannot answer your prayer.
Pindi umeme kingu di mufanya na kwanda muna kuri sambile diabeto.
But he can read because if you believe it, it's already answered.
Kariye udi mwa kwan bualu we umuchi tabuje di kari di mana kwanda muna.
But if you just want to believe, to make you to believe.
Kariwe wanu muso kui tabuja kukufikisha kudi tabuja.
Now I tell you, it's concerning a loved one that's not here, and that is a brother.
Pindeu nyaun kwambila bidi mbwa munanga kampanda udika yapato mwikale mwane nwabaluma.
And that brother is not even in this country.
Nemwina mwane nwawo kenena shemuchitupe chabula bato.
He's in a kind of a wet country, a lot of lakes. I'd say like, something like in the Michigan.
Udi muchitupa chabula bachenze buchi di chibole ni mayi majiba abunyi ndi mufanyina kwamba ne nchintubu Michigan.
There's some, that's Michigan's where it's at.
Anyibu eyo mumishiga mudibi.
And he is suffering with a deadly killer.
Nenku ujine disama dialufu.
And that is an uncurable kidney trouble that he's bothered with it.
Disama diatonyi didiboka bayi mwakondo pato keri didimutachisha.
That is right, isn't it? That's thus saith the Lord.
Nchabusho wakimo mwanyi. Achichidi emu mudimukalenga wamba.
Now the handkerchief that you got in your hand that you raised to God.
Mpindyeu. Mushwale udi nao umuchanzao. Uvo mwela mulu kumpala kwa Nzambi yao.
Send that to your brother and tell him not to doubt, but to believe, and that'll you'll be healed.
Utumine mwane nwao kadi umwambile bwa kedi mpata to, kadi itabuje na mkwao ne ondopibwe.
Now you believe. You believe with all your heart?
Pindi upe ukala weo muchi itabuje. Uru itabuje ni moyo webo onswanyi.
Then, if you believe, there's only one thing to do.
Monaku, paribadi, puwikala witabuja, kudichintuwa nuchumwepele chadienza.
That's absolutely accepted.
Nchane, kuchu itabuja kakuyimpata to.
Is that right?
Nchabusha wanyi.
Now you say, he's looking at that them people. That's what he's doing, looking at it.
Pindye unujinuamba ne, uri utangile kucho chachi, kubantu abu, kechidiye wenza, uri ubatangila.
You see that so much.
Nujinutamba kumona abibe.
But that you might not know this lady here, come up this way, lady, here, the patient, here we are.
Karibu akanu ikajinuwa uvo kumanyane ewu. Inabanza udi apewu. Vujile lwa yekunu nku, inabanza apa. Mubedieu. Nashwe umekalanganyi.
I'm not looking at her.
Nchene mumutangileto.
Do you believe that God can reveal to me what your trouble? Raise your hands if you do. This lady here. This lady here.
Uruita bujini nzambi rimwa kumbulwila lutatulujinalu. Ela bianza biba mulu powikala witabuja. Ewina banzu diafewu. Ewina banzu diafewu.
The patient. All right. Then if you believe that with all your heart, that asthmatic trouble won't bother you anymore.
Mubedieu. Eyo, bimpe. Ningufika kala uchita buja ni moyo webe onso. Lukoso lwa mfuenkalu, kala wakukuta chishaku kabidito.
All right, go home and believe it if you believe it.
Eyo, alu kila kwebe kumbe lwi kala mwita buja cho chachi.
Look at her, did it? See, he, you look this way, the vision is there, no matter what takes place.
Nchibu mumuta angile to. Cho chachi kechibu chumuta angile anyi. Nujuni mwonas, yeye, tangile mununku. Chikene kumona chidiku na nsheni nchini chenzeke.
Hey man, can't you see it?
Amen. Kanuna kumwakuchi monanyi.
Just perfectly as God can be perfect.
Bipu angane bia mene mene anumudi nzambi mwakukele mupu angane.
You believe too?
Uli witabuja wewe febe?
Asthma could leave you too, couldn't.
Mfuenke uli mwakukushila kaba wewe febe. Kimo mwanyi.
You believe it would?
Uli witabuja ni mfuanyi na kukushila kaba anyi.
All right. Tell the Lord Jesus that you believe.
Hey yo, ndakambile mukalenga Yesu ne, uri mu mwita buje.
Someday you'd have to pack a little cane around that arthritis crippled jet.
Dinga dituku before ina kukengela wewe kukwataka kadi kombo bwa kwendela ku pikale di sama di dia manungu dikushie mulema.
But ain't gonna do it. You don't believe it is, do you? You believe you're gonna be all right? Go on your road. And Jesus Christ makes you well.
Kadi kaja kuchenza kuto. Niwe umuina kwenye witabuja ne di kwenza na kuto. Kima mwanyi. Uri witabuja ne umvo bimpanyi. Kwa tanjila ndako. Nenku Yesu Kristo wakondopu.
Our trouble kills people.
Disama ja moyi ditudi shipangana.
But it don't have to kill you. You believe that God will heal it for you and make you well?
Kadika bine bikengele di kushipa weba nasha. Uri witabuja ne nzambi na kondopu jodi. Nene akupe mubili tumatumanyi.
Go believing it with all your heart. Say, I truly believe
one. Nda, mwikele uchi tabuja ne moyo webe onso, wamba ne, nchabusho wanendi nchi tabuja.
You speak English. You understand English. Somebody, huh?
Uli wakula angle? Utu mfu angle? Muntu kampanda alwe.
All right. You speak to her while I tell her?
Eyo, mbimpe. Uri mwaku mwambila, bindi mwambila ebyanyi.
Tell her she'll believe the stomach trouble will leave her.
Mwambila neyeye mwita buje, disama ja chifu nedi mushile kaba.
She will believe it.
Muswe kuchita buja anyi.
Your back trouble will leave you too.
Disama di ebajanyi madi, nedi kushile kaba, jodi padi.
So now you can go on your own, you heal.
Mpindye uri mwa kukwa tanjila kuya ne kondo pibwa.
How do you do? You believe? That man sitting there at back trouble looking at me and I said that he could be healed too. If you believe it, sir?
Wetu au. Uri wita bujanyi. Muntu mulume uri musombe papani disama di anyima wawa. Mutangila pangambi achi. Uri mwa kondo pibwa yeye fende.
All right, sir. The lady sitting right next to you there.
Eyo, mkaleng. Inabazo, udi musombe anu mene mene kuluseka lwebau.
You got neck trouble, haven't you, lady?
Udi usama nshingu, kimo mwanyi inabaza.
You believe that God will heal you?
Udi witabuja ni mkaleng na kondofanyi.
You don't lay hands on the little boy for his knees?
Udi musoba kutente kele mwana wabalu mamuteketau bianza, bwabinu biende.
He'll get well, too.
You believe
it?
Uri uchita bujanyi.
You had female trouble, ladies trouble. You don't have it now.
Uvone disama jabakaji. Disama jabana bakaji. Kwena nadi mpindye uto.
Your faith healed you and made you whole.
Ditabuja diya bedya kondo fu, ni diya kufi mubidi tumatuma.
You believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever?
Nujini witabuja Yesu Kristo. Umwe umwa umakele lelelu toni kashirianyi.
Then let's put our hands on one another and pray this prayer of faith, each one of us.
Nanku tu tentegelanga na ibianza muntu ne muntu bikale tu sambile di sambile jajita bujedi muntu ne muntu akutudi.
Pray the prayer of faith.
Tu sambila di sambile jajita buja.
Dear God,
Zambi munanga.
While we're so covered in your divine presence.
Patu chidiba buikila mushindwe mubikadi bwebafa.
To see you moving out through the audience and healing the sick everywhere, thou art God.
Bwakukumona uto eku neku mubateleji wenda wondo fubabedi miaba yonso wewe ngudi nzambi.
I pray that you'll heal this entire audience.
Ndi ndomba bwa wewe kondo fubateleji bonswaba.
Let the breath of God fall fresh into their hearts.
Enza kubumpu ya mukana mwanzambi ubwele mubishi mumyo yabo.
And let them know that time is running out.
Naenza kubamanya nediba ndifu kutalubilu dienda dia.
We're just a little while longer to be here.
Tudianu nendambu wa diba mukese wa kukela mwabewu.
Then we're going to be with him who we love.
Fashishenetu kukela ni yeye mene utu dibananga u.
And may now his presence bring healing to everyone.
Naenkusu wa kumpindia ubu wa wika dibuende butuwa jile bonso diondofa.
We condemn Satan. We condemn all of his acts.
Turitupisha satana, turitupisha bienza di bienda bionso.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, come from the people.
Mudina ya Yesu Kristo, satana, patuka mubantu aba.
All that will believe in now and accept your healing, stand up on your feet.
Bonso badibaso kumuita buja mpindyehu, ne kuita badiondo padienu, jukila ikulu.
Say, I now stand up to accept my healing.
Nuamba ne, ndimpindyehu, njuka kulu, bwa kuita badiondo padianyi.
I believe it, regardless of your condition, if you really believe it, stand up to your feet.
Ndindi tabuja. Mushindu ujinashe mwikala bishi, mwikala uji tabuja mubulelela, jukila kulu.
Now raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing me. God be with you.
Pindye wele bianza biba mulu, wambane, tuasa kijira mukalenga Yesu, wakungondofa. Zambi kala nenu.